Blog Talk Radio.
Masquerade. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Psalm, your host Dry Bones, and we are on the last fourth installment. If you didn't get the first one, the second one, the third one, let me just let y'all know. The fourth one going to be foundation for you. We just want everybody to know that the miseducation of the Negro is a very serious, serious. And we don't change the name to the niggers, the Negroes, the Nagas. We're going to hear all that. But we stay in the U.S. We're going to dabble out until the East. And I'm going to put to rest some of the things that we still in 2024. After all of the information, the books out, everything, we got AI, Google, had the nerves, put the people black, founding father, some of the Washington, Brother Caddy, you should love this one, the Pope. Now, I said to myself, man, what an opportune time to bring this conversation up. We all know there were black popes. I put it already on the pages for you. And you can look up A.J. Rogers, who was one of the first historians to put everybody on that moment. But I noticed one thing. When it comes to the Revolutionary War, black folks still don't believe, but only two people was in it. Christopher Attucks is one of them. And no one knows who Prince Whipple is and all the rest of them, and these regiments in Massachusetts. You know about the AME church with, you know, Richard Allen and all them, and Epsilon Jones, all that. This, you know, this 101 information. It's off the top of my head. I don't even need notes. Most people don't realize when they see me talking, they say, he talking without, I don't need notes. After reading all this for over 30 years of my just unbelievable life, which we glad to have it today with all the people dropping off. We thank people for being on this line and alive and well. So we thank you for that. But let's get started. Now, of all the groups, you know, I look up everything in the occult. I said, why are they always leaving out this Greek thing? Got black folks mad at each other for joining fraternities. That's Greek. Got the Boule fraternity, Greek. And I said, you know, I already have learned this from Dr. Anderson, Claude Anderson on said it, Dr. Ben on said it, Dr. Clark on said it, Dr. Ben Yokerman on said it, I mean, Sheikh Diyad on said it. How many stories got to keep telling us the same thing? It ain't comprehensive, but I found out why. I said, wait a minute. Why does nobody talk about the Christians? I said, wait a minute. So I go dig up some occult shit. I said, let me go look up some occult. I put the occult of black Christians in. And just let me tell y'all. All kind of pictures. I already had these pictures in my other computer. I just transferred some of them over from that one. Finally, I'm starting to learn how to get all these files out, this old stuff, because it's just too much information locked in other things like your phone, your old phone. See how we got storage of information now and keyed and encrypted already? So you really got a history all in your phones and tablets and computers that should be something that could be reflected back to the youth. And I want to give a shout out to one of my true brothers whose wife had a Black History event that she does every year, and I happen to have to be able to miss it, but I'm going to give this like I would have gave that at that great school of Ponce de Leon in Coral Gables. So we about to do what I didn't able to do on Friday, we're going to do now on Sunday. See, a lot of people can't take the facts. I already know that. I don't care how many degrees, master degree, bachelor's, it don't make me no difference. All that is just like masonry. First degree is what? Bachelor's, you know. No. Associates, I forgot. That's your first one. Second bachelor's, third master. It's all in the craft. All of this is crafted. Now, are we ready? Now, this group here, I suggest you got your phones and tablets. Look up the pictures and everything. This group, because Facebook, all right, that's why I told you, they know who you are. They know what you're doing. I put one of the Christians with a big dick because, see, the dick was worshipped by women. And I'm going to prove that today. Because these occults Because you saying God, you never say goddess. And so by you leaving out that one element of facts, you can never reach the level, ever. Because you already got a masculine mindset. That's all you got. You don't have a yin and yang. If all you say is God and he, these are pronouns for a masculine. He, you know, my master. Now, yeah, these are why you could never put this together. So I said, what did this group of black ancient people in Greece come up with? Man, I'm going to prove you to you in past, present, future that you don't even pay attention to what's even in your face. That's why I told you the Magic Bible book, what a great one. Says you would not be able to perceive, even if you got eyes. Can't comprehend. If you got ears, you can't even hear. That means you can't comprehend what you're listening to. It's impossible for you. Does not mean because you have a degree, we're supposed to exempt you from your stupidity. We don't care about that. You paid for that. You paid for your degree by doing what the criteria said, and you came up with the money. Meant you don't come up with the money, you out of there. So get that through your head as well. That's why they need to fix and have you believe they're going to fix the so-called college tuition. See, that's how they're going to try to grab in that young group because they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to pay back anything. So they think they're going to win with that, but that's unconstitutional, obviously, if you do not know that. We're going to get into all that because that's all coming out this group called the Etruscans. Now, they heavily was populated in Tuscany. Every time you go to Olive Garden, you see Tuscany and Lombardy and the Lombardos and all that stuff. It was in Italy. But they probably would not show you the pictures in your head. You don't think of them as looking like the Etruscans. That's the name. Don't go about the Italians. Let's put in Etruscan. Now, there's a strong evidence that the Etruscans were very dark-skinned. They traveled from Africa to Europe. Not only did they settle, the Etruscans settled, they predated ancient Rome and the Greek civilization. So right there should be what I used to tell Patel Sika, tell me who the Etruscans is. Don't tell me about the Greeks are stolen and all that shit. That is because you can't explain to me who the Etruscans are. So y'all start deflecting. Well, the Greeks ain't steal shit. I'll prove it today. It don't even take but an hour to prove this. That's why I say I don't even understand how this even be going on, this delusion. But then I realized it came from the Etruscans. Wait till you find out how these people dealt. Unbelievable. These people predate what I just told you. So the Greek civilization, these was these groups first. They greatly influenced the culture of Rome. But here's where it got deep. See, I go to the cult side. I'm like, I don't want to hear all that goody-two-shoe shit. Let me find out what they was doing. They had a cult called the Baracus cult by introducing the Etruscan version. Look that word up, the Etruscan version. And the Etruscan version, similar to what you do in the craft. And my brother Eddie, you're going to love this. The Etruscan version with five principles. Always nocturnal. At night. That's where you get that owl shit from. You know. Nighttime. See, I can see in darkness as well as in light. You know, that type of talk. Always nocturnal cult meetings a month. Five. Had five of them a month. And they opened to all social classes, ages, and sexes, starting with the sun. See, the females was part of the cult. The females ran this cult. And their sons had to be in the cult. Whoever the firstborn was in the cult of Baracus. Now, I'm going to show you how the women ain't no different from today. Nothing new under the Helios. Nothing. This Christian policy, now here's where they got deep. I know they were black. Even in the ancient times, this Christian policies of not helping each other when faced with common threats. This incredible policy would, of course, have devastating effects. I said, man, if they ain't black, Shit. A group that's not, who don't care about helping each other. What group you know come immediately to your mind? What group? You ain't got to tell me because I know you know what group it is. Come immediately to your mind of not helping each other. In what it says, in serious times. I said, well, wow, why would that be? Why would they would not want to help each other in serious times? And that was their downfall. Sounds similar, don't it? Sounds similar. That's why I did this program, to show you what's in the East is in the West. Similar. The same. You don't care about each other right now. At all, Black America. You can't even stand each other. I understand why, but you can't stand each other. Everybody want to be the big dog. Got you going to kill yourself because you don't get enough likes on Facebook and Instagram. You know. That's why I see when people got one, I just hit you. I mean, they got one. I know they might want. They might have a bad day after that. One. But see, I'm used to it because I know facts matter. They can't handle the facts because ain't what they reading ain't the truth. They just like, oh, fuck that. I can't deal with that. So you go to foolishness. But let me get ready, sir. I want to light this up before y'all even come on the line. So that cult that met 5 nights a week, a month, had a policy of not helping each other when faced with common threats like you are today. Let's see if that works out. Maybe you can break the curse. That's what the Bible says. You're under a curse, so let's see if you can break it. This incredible policy would, of course, have a devastating effect. Moving ahead a little bit to the 1100 BC, because I'm going to let y'all hear it, but I got to move expeditiously so we can get everybody online. It's all at the time. Now, here's what I told everybody. Y'all be talking about the first queen of Europa was Black. Okay, so what? Now, let's find out what Europa was. It was, and it's not even me talking. It's come out the inscription book. I'm just, you know, putting it to you. Goes on to say, about that time, way before Jesus. Not Jesus didn't even thought about that the albino people from Eurasia Plains, the Eurasian Plains, now called Latin. Didn't I tell you the Latin was not mean Spanish? Does not mean Spanish at all. I told you that. It's in your Latin dictionary, but maybe you ain't read one. Later known as the Romans. Now, Bacchanalia, which is we going to get back. See, this Bacchanalia, the Romans and them was fascinated by it, so they made it its state religion. And let me tell you what this religion is. It's the same religion as in D.C. right now, Washington, D.C. Tell me this don't sound exactly like what's being done today. Bacchanalia was held with strict privacy, and initiates were bound to secrecy. Ain't that? Huh? See, initiate. See, all that crap y'all was saying about they stole this, y'all a bunch of bullshit liars. Bullshit liars. Y'all should be ashamed to even tell people you are teaching the facts. You ain't teaching no facts. You lying. You giving a lullaby story to make everything so euphoric there. They were initiated with secrecy. So they didn't name Herodotus and Socrates did not steal shit. You're lying. Prove it that they stole it. I can show you the initiation if you want me to send you to the link, if you ain't scared. Now, they were initiated. Now, here was the initiation that you guys and girls and you gals don't like to talk about. After being bound to strict secrecy, many of the Greeks at this time, remember, I moved ahead, because I'm going to go back into the description, but I'm moving ahead for expeditious purposes. Now, the albino people, which is what you see in those pictures, after they mingled for a period of time, you got the white folks, you got the Black, you got senators. They got a whole history of Black senators in Rome. And y'all just act like we're supposed to listen to AI lie to you. Now, AI now going to lie to you. Now, you'll believe AI lies, too. So that's you know, they're going to put pictures up there. Some of the pictures are true, but the white people, you think they're a lie. All you white people listening today, all my brethren of whites, and whatever you are on this line, don't feel bad about it. It said that you accepted all of this Christian's plans and then fortified them. Now here, let's go. Now after this, the Greeks of humble origins versed in sacrifices and soothsaying. See, the Greeks versed, not all Greeks, some of them was versed in sacrifices and soothsaying, taught by these Christians, had established nocturnal versions of what I told you was called the Christian version. And these versions of how this Christian thing went, they added some things with the what? Say it in your head, with the Christian's permission. Okay, don't think they just came out of nowhere. And they added wine and feasting to the mix, and thus required enthusiastic following of women and men, though women outnumbered men and ran the show. They was the ones running out with torches and stuff on fire, because they were on fire. They was in heat. And let's go with what now is to take place. After these women who were ruling the show, running the show, the new celebration and initiations featured wine, fueled by, now it went from wine, which you know what wine and liquor do, it creates violence. So it said, fueled by violence and violent sexual promiscuity. I said, oh shit, let me see what they was doing. In which, now you know they're black. I'm going to tell you right here that you know they're black right now. I'm going to prove it to you. In which screams of abuse was drowned out by the din of drums and cymbals. Now, what group loved more than drums? What group loves drums more than anybody? I mean, you got to have drums. That's why I love the drums. Got to have it, because the drum was drowning out the orgy. The orgy going on big time. So they not only created the atmosphere of the orgy, they taught these people how to do the orgy, which came from Eurasia, where the Nagas are at. That's why the miseducation of you niggas, Nagas, whatever you want to call yourself today, is going to be shown today. Now, after the celebration, they added all this stuff. Then the initiations involved brutal rapes. I said, what? Every initiation at you got higher, you did these things. Sounds like an R. Kelly movie. Damn. Not just R. Kelly, I'm just getting R. Kelly because he might get out, hopefully. But sounds like Epstein Island. And initiates were involved in brutal rape, sodomizing. Now here's where it got deep. Now everybody know there's in the Kama Sutra that the anus, your anal anus is a sexual trigger point. That's just facts. You don't have to like it, the facts, but that's a fact. You can hang up if you want. I don't care, but it's a fact. Look up the Kama Sutra, sexual points of your body, and your asshole is a sexual what? That's where I think the shingalingam is at, and all this so-called chakra is at the bottom. Okay. So what Dave was doing had taken that and went to a new level with it. Not only was the initiation was brutal rape and sodomism of young men and women, the men became dressing to the festival as a woman. Go look it up. That's strange. I said, so I started looking at their art. I noticed a lot of, you know, jovial men looking pretty feminine. I wonder, I said, wow. Just go look up. You can go all day long. They got the Christian art all over. Tuscany. Go, you go right to the museum with your computer. No reason why, because knowledge in your Bible says the book of Job will go to and fro on the earth. That's the internet. To and fro. Only time in our lifetime that you can go and see anything you want without even going to the place. Everything of your fingers. Now, everybody was in on this, like D.C., that's why it's called the District of Columbia. Go look it up. Columbia. That's an Italian faction. Ain't that interesting? And they go on to say, after doing this, under the cover of religion, the priests and the psycholites broke civil and moral religious law with impunity. Just like today, you can break the law if you're in the right cult and don't get no repercussions. Wonder what cult running D.C. now. Nothing can happen. I mean, Fannie in Atlanta. You can have the DA fuck everybody, and you go to court for contempt, but she able to cuss out the judge. Now, how that sound? With immunity, like she is in the court of Baracus. She's ruling Baracus courts in Atlanta, guaranteed. If I look at Baracus courts in Atlanta, I'll bet her face on it. Because the women is running the show. So they got wise. They say, you know, since everybody's in it, they even went and said something that's outrageous. Claims that while the court held particular appeal to those of the uneducated and fickle-minded. Now, this is what you got now. The crazy people running around doing the shooting. See, they initiated them now. And guess what they called them? I'm going to give you the name. Levitas Anami. That's Levitas Anini. Is A-N-I-M-I. And when you see when you put that word in, go to image and tell me what you see when you get on this line. Such as the young Thebans, women and men, most like women. See, they said they wanted the young women and men most like women. Much of the city population was involved, and even the Roman highest class was a part of this cult. Now, we about to get deep, because I told you. I said, wait a minute, man. And make it so bad, you know, because, you know, I got it right here. They even said that they migrated, and these Latins may have been accompanied by some of the Greeks in Greece, the Hellenists, and they continued into Italy. And the nature of the early contact between the two people and the Hellenes, in the reference of the Eurasian albinos, as a convenience only. So they was convenient. So the Eurasian albinos was as a convenience. But this is what they said it did. Now, this is how you know. And if you look at the Etruscan terracotta relief of 600 BC, they almost look like black Chinese. Big noses, beards like the Chinese. Oh, look them up. And it says the invasions of whites, which is the albinos, from Eurasia, the coalition of original black inhabitants of Italy, Greece, and the Agrians area, the Agrian area, form a conglomeration called the Sea People. Sea People? Wouldn't that be merchant law people? What? So I said, wait a minute. Black people are made merchant law and everything, and we up here blaming everybody under the sun. That's what it said they did. They called themselves the Sea People. Go look it up. They boarded ships with all of their belongings and fled to areas. Both those stayed behind still had to deal with the white albinos. So they hauled ass, like most white people do today when blacks come in the neighborhood. They haul ass. They don't play. And even goes on to say the Etruscan settlements were frequently built on hill. Ain't that the same thing? D.C. built on the Capitol Hill? Steeper the better. Surrounded by thick walls. So according to the Roman mythology, Romans may have actually been built by the Etruscans. Black folks. I mean, black-looking people. That's all I'm going to say. They're Christians. That's their name. I don't care if half the earth is black. Three-quarters of the earth is black. So, come on. A quarter ain't. That's the albino group that y'all all try to act like don't exist. Look what they said they called it. They did so on Palatine Hill, according to the Christian model. That is, they began on Primordium and Sacred Ditch. Then they proceeded to build the wall. So they had architecture. They got pictures of them all over the place. All over the place. They got one that was, a Roman senator. They got Virgil, who was a poet. They got them with white women. They got them with all kind of men. They got them holding their dicks. They got them on horse. They got them all, and they got them in the church. They are the popes. Yet you got AI. Got you second guessing. They're going to tell you, they put a, now people are like, was the popes really black? Yeah. We got the list for you. Okay. Ethiopia had a pope. I think Christianity came out of Ethiopia. So I don't see where this, see, that's why you know our history is a sham when you can't even discuss this at a black history meeting. All they want to hear about is Martin Luther King. What kind of shit is that? And that's black history to y'all? Civil rights movement? Really? We're going to find out what that civil rights movement is. These people, rude, and I'm going to show you today, before I bring you on, listen to what they ruled over. I mean, listen to how they you could tell this is one of these groups that you got to wonder, who taught them all this? Who taught these people to come up with frankincense and myrrh? To come up with putting perfume in your hair so and put stuff in your... Found out the first liver, to see disease of the liver was infiltrated by these groups of people here. That's amazing, ain't it? Absolutely amazing. And so what I see today is, and it's deep. It's deep. But I'm going to tell you right now, the same thing going, there's nothing new under the Helios. The same thing has happened again. So I'm going to show you that today, that all the black things that black people did, I guarantee you half of them today, you would never have heard of them. I bet you that today you have never heard of these people. And so we're going to start today with this little one right here. See, Hollywood tried to tell you in Hollywood, in a movie. I'm going to play the movie first, and then we will start the dry bones.
Tell me.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match?
Oh, wait, no, I don't bother. I got one.
You're Sicilian, huh?
Sicilian.
No. I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Sicilians were spawned by niggers.
Come again?
it's a fact. Yeah. You see, Sicilians have black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yeah. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh? That they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigga gene. Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
I love this guy.
Your ancestors are niggas. And your great 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 grandmother fucked a nigga. Oh, yeah. And she had a half nigga kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? 'Cause you're part eggplant.
Hey.
You're a cantaloupe.
Beautiful.
See, that was the initiation. Once he revealed to them, they going to kill him. Oh, we got to kill this dude. Yeah, he going too far out. And yes, that was in a Hollywood movie with Christopher Walken. Yeah, they put that in the movie. So you know it's in their museums. That's how I found out years ago. I said, well, I don't even know why I'm arguing with black folks anymore about some Greek shit. That don't even make no sense. Ain't nobody stole shit. You're lying. Plain and simple. I don't know why y'all lie. It's not my business to figure this out. But you're damn sure lying. Come on, y'all. They even know. It's a secret. One of the best kept secrets. Remember that book, You Are Not a Nigger, The World's Best Kept Secret? That's the book that got me. I said, man. Now, they telling you that you pretty much ruled Italy for years, centuries, thousands of years, man. And y'all stuck on a 400-year-old Masonic myth. Really? Really? 400 years, huh? That's all you can think of during Black History Month. What a sham. What a sham this is. You should be embarrassed to participate in foolishness of that magnitude. Got our kids believing we under a 400-year curse and we rule the earth for goddamn millenniums. And we supposed to sit here and believe. Now, if you are under a curse, this is how I told you, we do the yin and yang on your ass today. Say you are under a curse. You should be. If you think about it. You can't tell, but you know your history. I'm gonna just give you. I'm up until the time. I'm just gonna play 2 minutes of stuff I know you ain't never heard before. Never heard this before. I'm sure. Never had a clue.
The past decade has seen plenty of American political firsts, from the first black president to the first female vice president. But there are many people in America's history who have since been forgotten that paved the way for these historic changes. One groundbreaking activist working for equal rights was George Edwin Taylor. So, who was he, and why don't we learn about him in history class? George Edwin Taylor was the first African American to run for president as the candidate of a national political party. He was the nominee for the National Liberty Party, also known as the National Negro Liberty Party. Taylor ran against Teddy Roosevelt in the 1904 presidential election. A 1957 journal article by Howard H. Bell explains that the National Liberty Party was founded by abolitionists in 1840 to bring attention to the issues facing current and former slaves. For the most part, they didn't expect their candidates to get any major slice of the vote. They just wanted a platform to bring black rights in front of the nation. Taylor was a gifted speaker and an active labor rights activist, so he was the perfect man to go up against a charismatic Roosevelt. So, where did it all begin? George Edwin Taylor was born in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1857 as the son of a slave and a free woman of color. We actually happen to know a lot about his youth, even his exact birth date, August 4th. Because he was born to a free woman, George too was considered free due to the laws at the time. This played a role when Taylor moved north at
I can't go because it's over 10 to 15 minutes. How many of y'all ever heard of him? Ran against Teddy Roosevelt? Liberty Party? Maybe that's where they get the Sons of Liberty from. Then we find out that George Washington, because I did a show on this a long time ago, and not one person has ever said, my brother, I got you on there. He can attest. I got the paperwork. I went and printed it up and gave it out to people. George Washington was called the 12th Hindi. Look him up. He was called the 12th Hindi. But he said that he was above all Anglo-Saxons. Go look it up. Go look it up. The 12th Hindi. Now, we got people running against Teddy Roosevelt. They said the man was so charismatic out of Arkansas. Arkansas. I said, man, something ain't right. So, of course, I said, why do you let me go back to the Skrishkins and see how they was ruling over people, man? I said, the Skrishkins, they are the politicians. Now, I tell you before I bring you in, every part I play today, I'm sure you have never heard of this before. Those of you who have, help me when we connect to the dry bones. The connection of the dry bones. Right now, this is about the gods and goddess. Listen carefully to the gods of the black Iskrishkins.
The Etruscans placed a great emphasis on the afterlife. They created elaborate tombs that mimicked houses in rooms, a reflection of the belief that life carried on after death. They decorated these tombs with frescoes depicting daily life, banquets, and other scenes. Funerary goods and offerings were also common. The Etruscans had various sacred texts used for things like divination and ritual practice. They also built temples to honor the gods, where rituals and sacrifices took place. These temples even housed statues of the gods, and were places where people could go to worship and seek favor from the divine. While the Etruscan civilization was eventually assimilated into the Roman Republic, the influence of their culture, especially their religion, was significant. Many elements of the Etruscan religion were adopted by the Romans and became a central part of Roman religion. Priests known to the Romans as hierospices and sacerdotes carried out divination practices according to their specific disciplines. Notably, the Tarquini boasted a dedicated college of 60 pontiffs or priests. Inscriptions reveal that the Etruscans utilized several terms for these religious practitioners. Capon, akin to Sabine Cupensis, the Maru, like the Umbrian Marin, and Isnith, for a priestess. The practice of hierospicing was known to them as Zix Nethrak. The Etruscans assigned a specific magistrate to oversee elements considered sacred. However, every individual held personal religious obligations manifested through participation in holy confraternity. Public events were always attended by these priests, and their role was to interpret the nuances of sheep's liver, which would be examined post-sacrifice, a particular bronze model of a liver, a religious importance which remains contentious topic among scholars today, features distinct sections that may have served as a guide for understanding the implications of irregularities found in specific areas of the organs. Etruscan artwork from the 5th century onwards often portrays the deceased journeying to the underworld. In several instances, such as the Francoi tomb in Vulci, spirits of the deceased are denoted by the term Henthiel, translating to one who is underneath. The spirits of ancestors referred to as Manes, which were believed to dwell in tombs. Deities in Etruscan culture were known as the Iser. The Liber Lentius seems to differentiate between gods of light, Acer Si, and gods of darkness, Acer Su. It instructs to make offerings for both types of gods during the Chi and Esfi rituals. A deity's dwelling, such as a grave or temple, was referred to as a Thanu or Luth. Within these sacred spaces, one was expected to make offerings. Etruscan art depicts a trinity of deity layers. The first layer includes indigenous divinities, such as Boltumna, the primordial god, Usil, Kavatha, the sun deity, Tivir, the moon deity, Turan, a love goddess, Laran, a war god, and Maris, a birth goddess. There's also a death goddess named Lynth, Selvans, the woodland god, Thalna, a trade god, Torms, a messenger of the gods like Hermes, Fufflins, the wine god, Epulu, god of light, and then Herkel, the heroic figure. And underneath this layer is a variety of underworld deities, such as Katha, Lur, Suri, Thaner, and Kalis. Supervising these entities were the highest level of deities, reflective of the Indo-European system. Tinia, the sky god, Uni, his wife, and Nethuns, the water god. There's also Kalis, the god of time, and the earth goddess, Terra.
Terra. Now, terraforming. I'm going to stop right there because, see, her name is Terra. Terraforming a new creation. And that's where this God concept going today. I hope y'all ready for this. I told you, you better look up Lavius Anime. Better look it up. Before we bring in the dry bones, we got to play one more for you. Oh, man. This is unbelievable. 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 We got people in every fraction of mindset listening to us. And we all connected for you simultaneously, easily on the dry bones. This one here should tell you why. If you are claiming certain things that you don't understand, you into superstition. Ain't that what Stevie said? He ain't got eyes and he can see. But can you?
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Now, I'm about to tell you, we're about to bring the dry bones. Now, you heard what that say? It say, bring them into. Ain't talking about into the land. The whole thing based off land. Takeover of land, and you will no longer be the head, but you'll be the tail. In America, see, if you don't understand your history of what make America great again, is when you held the Constitution. That's why you know you must go under the curse of the dry bones. Welcome to all you. Get ready. I told you, we got so much more, but we're about to let the voices come on in. And I want y'all to answer one question before I bring most of y'all in here, one at a time. It says this Christian had one issue. They said they never came to each other's trouble. They just didn't. They had, I mean, out of all of them, that's the most, to me, telltale sign. They said they had one problem. They could not come together. For some reason, I don't know how that happened, y'all. But that way, you can open up the floodgates to hear what y'all got to say. 8852. 88554. You first.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Metaphysical meaning of Israel, the short version, because we've got a lot to get into. Israel is a nation, and its highest significance symbolizes spiritual awareness, the thoughts that have been wrought in truth and righteousness make the spiritual mind or spiritual awareness. Now, George Edwin Taylor, you said the clip you played, his birthday was on August 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who else was born on August 1st, 1961? That would be Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, okay. Yeah.
On the 4th.
Yep.
And Bill Clinton was also... His birthday was August the 19th, and he was also born in Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
You mentioned?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned R. Kelly. His birthday was January the 8th. So if he does get released this year, I wouldn't be surprised, because we are in the year of the 8th. You add up 2024, that gives you 8. But guess who else was born on January the 8th? Elvis Presley.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, Elvis.
Now, so, the Etruscans, would you believe me if I told you Marvel Comics did a little comic book series on them back in the day? And when you had posted the link, you surprised the shit out of me too. But then we shouldn't be surprised now because it's starting to think, you know, I'm going back watching all these Marvel movies, you know, TV shows and cartoons. These comic book writers and stuff, they had to be heavily involved in the occult. They had to be.
Yeah.
And so what now, let me get into it real quick. So when I Googled the Etruscans, the name came up in the Marvel History Database. So now check this out. We can't make this shit up.
Mm-mm.
Origin. Aeneas and the Forgotten One. Circa the 11th century, Aeneas, a survivor of the Trojan War, and his men, including the eternal quote-unquote hero, conquered Latium, L-A-T-I-U-M, Latium, and united the Etruscan tribes. They'll be one day found Rome. Now, continuing on, Etruscan and Greek influence waxed and waned from the 9th to the 5th centuries B.C. Rome became dominant thereafter, unifying the peninsula by conquest and colonization.
Mm. See? That's why I tell you, you got to look it all the way up. You got to always keep looking, man. Oh, my goodness. That's what I say is don't stop.
I'm going to continue on. Romulus and Remus.
Stop.
It don't stop. Romulus and Remus were adopted by a female wolf and came to found Rome, which was founded in 625 B.C. Now, here's the meat and potatoes. Moving down forward to 300 B.C. In 300 B.C., Honshu recruited a Roman gladiator to become his moon knight. People have been paying attention to the Marvel show within the past couple of years. They just released a series on Disney Plus called Moon Knight. He was supposed to be a Jewish superhero, but I'm going to get into it in a minute when I finish this.
Right, go ahead.
During one battle, he confronted the Sun King, the avatar of his father, Amun-Ra. He later executed the Sun King as Rome burned around him. He teamed up with the time-traveling Mark Spector when he was attacked by Kang the Conqueror when he came to the pass looking for the magical artifacts of Khonshu. Now, let's go back to Moon Knight. His name was Mark Spector. Now, he was supposed to have been one of the Jewish heroes in the Marvel comic book series. Now, his origin was from Chicago. Now, the actor that actually played Mark Spector, and by the way, he had multiple dual personalities. He was also a shapeshifter. You can say that also.
Mm-hmm.
The actor was played by one Oscar Isaac. Now, if you look him up, his real name is Oscar Isaac Hernandez Estrada. He was originally born in Venezuela.
Venezuela, yeah.
Right, but supposed to be portraying a quote-unquote Jewish superhero. Now.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kang the Conqueror. Now, I think everybody, well, I'm not going to assume that the current Kang the Conqueror to Bob Marvel, which was Jonathan Majors. And so now, if he appeals his case, the situation with the ex-girlfriend that was going on in New York, there might be a chance that he might get his job back. I don't know. But the point being,
it's theatrics.
He's a black villain in the Marvel series right now. Even if they recast him, don't be surprised if somebody else black is playing him.
Yeah.
Now.
To keep it going. Right.
Right. So let me finish this up real quick. Now, the name, the Western Roman Empire, aliases Western Empire, Imperial Rome, formerly Roman Empire, former members, the Roman army, identity, public. Origin and status. Status, defunct. Reality, Earth 616. Rome, base of operations, Rome, Europe, Asia, and Africa.
Damn.
Place of formation, Roman Europe. Place of dissolution, Roman Europe. Now, Earth 616. Earth 616 is the seventh incarnation, is the most widely known of them all, where Earth, where this Earth existed, was protected by heroes like the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, and the X-Men.
Right.
Now, ironically,
right,
within the next couple of years, Marvel is rebooting the Fantastic Four X-Men. That's not an accident. Now, as far as Earth 616, it has all the features of our current reality.
Right.
Same country, same personalities, politicians, movie stars, presidents, same historical events, i.e. the Trojan War, all the world wars, and 9/11.
That's the Trojan. And now, let's put it to reality, not just 9/11, the border open. That's the real Trojan horse, too. The border.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember I told y'all the anus, they're coming through the back door? Y'all thought I was just making up some crazy shit, but I told you they use the psychological body parts in the psyops because they know you can't have that happening all day long. So they getting us through the psyops of that. Now, with the Marvel, man, think about it. Look how they had the Black Panther movie, and look how they had the gorilla was an albino, but they couldn't put it in the movie because it would have been too connecting. So they unchanged its character.
And they got another Planet of the Apes movie coming out this year.
Exactly. A whole brand. I've seen the highlights of that. It's unbelievable. And again, this makes sense. See, when y'all say we look like the monkey and the monkeys, y'all think they really is denigrating the black culture, but actually has a whole different biological construct. Remember, y'all claiming y'all first, so wouldn't y'all be the first biological test tubes? All right, let's get some more callers. I don't see where the... I mean, they tell you, but what you supposed to do if you can't comprehend? You have eyes and cannot see. 1069, thank you, brother. Stay with us. We got more. Stay with us. Y'all heard just that. Wait till we get deep. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Dry Bones? To the family out there.
What's up? Yay, you should be feeling good. They put it on. As soon as you talked about it, they got George Washington and them coming out in blackface now. Isn't this amazing?
Wow. I need to see that. You send that to me?
Yeah, it's all on what they did. They had Google do this seminar, and Google decided that make these characters, and they put the Black Pope up. They put the Revolution Heralds. They started making jokes. This is where this is coming from. Y'all don't know what they did? Google AI had a big meeting the other day. And so AI to make characters up themselves. So they decided to say Pope came black. Then he said George, the Revolution, black soldiers, Chinese chick, and another looking dude. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? They telling you the truth because the Haitians was in the Revolutionary War, and black indigenous was in the Revolutionary War, and the Chinese, because the Chinese was also pirates. And I looked all this up, but I ain't going to go into that, but go ahead. I just want you to know you should be validated because as soon as you were saying all this George Washington stuff, they put it on Google. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, let me start out. This Tuesday, my mom had passed away. And so,
oh, man.
Man.
Sorry,
I had to kind of, you know.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I had to kind of, I got shifted. You know, I got shifted off, but at the same time.
Wow.
I sent out a thank you at the time, you know, when she passed because, you know, I appreciated her, you know, everything about it. So,
yeah.
And what was interesting is something else popped in my mind, and I sent some information to you, and I wanted to bring to the audience today because...
Yeah, I seen some. Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, according to what the people have told us, right, they told us that Jamestown, the first African slave ship, 1619. That's what they told us. Now, whether true or false, that's not where I'm trying to go right now.
Right.
But that's just the date they gave us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every year we celebrate Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is part of the story where the Mayflower came, the first settlers, the pilgrims came and went to Indians, and the Indians took care of them and they gave thanks. And they built them a log cabin, and the Indians kept the teepee, right? That's what we told at Thanksgiving, right? So the question is, do y'all know that year happened is 1620. The Mayflower got here in 1620. 1620. And they told us the Jamestown slave ship came here in 1619.
Mm-hmm.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
George
I've
Washington
seen that.
Was black.
I've seen that. Go ahead.
Ben Franklin, black. Everybody black. So if you're trying to ponder the Pilgrim story and the Jamestown, they both false. Meaning mm-hmm. that you are the nation of people that lost the nation. That's all that means. This is your nation. You're the only ones who are Americans. Everybody else is immigrants. All right, just throw that out there.
We add the fire. We got to think about these things now because you're right. It's showing differences that, okay, why are you making these people look like this if you're telling me all these years they did not look like this? We go ahead.
And you know, you got the Tuscany. I remember in the British Museum, they had the Greek stuff there, and they had Tuscany. And they had some other names that was kind of rather new to me. But the moment you said that triggered that I did see something like that. And the display they had was very interesting because the Greeks were jet black. But then I looked at the word Greek. I just went into it. I said, wait. The word they were Greek means uncertain. So doesn't matter if they tell you the Bible was put in Greek. It is in a language that is uncertain of itself. So there's no way you could have a book translated from Greek because no one spoke that language at the time. So the Greek is where you tie in with the Tuscanists because they have it all in any restaurants. I've seen it here.
Yeah,
drive on, and now that you bring it up, I'm like, oh.
You ever see that clip? But you ever heard that clip, Brother Kerry, with Christopher Walken, where they told us in the movie? It was a mafia movie. It said that you did this, and I said myself, you know,
that's one of my favorite movies. True Romance.
Yeah.
Romance. That's one of my favorite movies.
I mean, for them to tell you that in a movie that many years ago. It's like they hide nothing. They just say you. I think they say we're too ignorant to go look it up. I think they figure we could throw magic over their heads, say all kind of words, spells, and they won't even comprehend it. But go ahead. Yeah, go.
But you know, we didn't have the internet, so I heard that. That caught my attention. I watched that movie like 100 times since then, but I didn't have no way to research it. You know, we didn't have no internet. We had VCRs and then later DVDs.
Yep, there you go. Whole new that they obsolete. Keep y'all DVDs, y'all. Don't throw them away. Try to keep them up. I'm telling y'all, they're gonna be worth money. Don't mark my words. They're gonna be artifacts. Mark my words. If you keep them good ones, them old ones, especially the ones that was around a long time ago, if you still got one, dust that thing off. I'm telling you because they're gonna be spending for artifacts. Mark my words. Mark my words. They're gonna be spending for artifacts. They already got a whole new thing. But let's go with that. The 12 handy. A long time ago, when you first got in touch with you and when you was back in the day when we first started the program, and I started looking up some of George Washington stuff, and we found this thing called the 12th Henry. And it said that it was a special order where he would be greater than all Anglo-Saxon. And it actually said Anglo-Saxon. Y'all look this up. It's called the 12th Henry. Put George Washington, the 12th Henry. You're going to see some crazy shit. Now, I thought it was crazy, but I started looking up these black monarchs in Germany. Like, you know, Count Frankenstein and Count Chocula. You thought it was a joke, but they were telling you in the cereal, Count Chocula. I'm telling y'all ain't paying attention. So
Frankenberry. Booberry.
They were called these Draculas and those from Transylvania, they were called Bays. Vlad the Impaler last name was Vlad the Impaler Bay. Vlad Bay.
Wow.
Go look it up. Now, I want to hear from you how you feel about, like, you know, was they not doing, if maybe this is the reason why we're in this predicament, these high-order syndicates of that time, because George Washington definitely got some symbolism with him, y'all. That is just a fact. So, being that they put everything on the hill, a black man surveyed the land. Then we got a black dude surveilling Chicago. Ain't that the symbol right there that we should be like, wait a minute, that ain't making no sense. How could a dude named Benjamin Banneker Bay be able to lay out a pentagram from star systems on a hill, then get financed by the Vatican? This is what we bring into the history of cult. We want to know how that happened, y'all. How the Vatican with the Bays got a black dude. I mean, I hope y'all realize this dude, mathematical, almanacs and shit, you know, pure mystics. And able to pull this off is unbelievable. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on George Washington being able to be around them? He must have been a mystic too.
All the secrets of George Washington is on dollar bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something.
You
wouldn't say the word unknew it, right?
Yeah.
But if you take off the IT, you got unknew, like father and new. And the reason why it's true, because when you look at the pyramid, and it's now look at it, everybody, it's not an eye as an eyeball, but an eye as a starship, as an angel that watches over. All the angels watch over. They always been watching. They always been here.
So that's the watchers. That's in the book of Ezekiel, these watcher individuals. Now, let's go with that, because if these watchers are out there, and it looks like that's to be the case, everybody, let's be honest. I'm one that just has to think. There's no way you could survey a coastline from the ancient maps that are only like a couple nautical degrees off. And this is late, early ancient maps. How the hell they was able to see, this should be a thought pattern for everybody, from the sky and lay out all of the demarcation marks of the earth. That is freaking impossible.
And the watcher, they have in the Marvel cartoon series, What If, is played by the brother Jeffrey Wright.
I'm trying to tell y'all, it's something ain't right with this story we've been told. Hold on, I got to get some more. Y'all been holding. Here we come. Again, I want y'all to keep in thought. With the description, they said they set up hills, they everything mounds. See what I'm saying? Mounds. Y'all talk all this mound stuff. It's there. They always say mounds everywhere. The mound
I got bones. Can I say some of the mounds just real quick? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay, there's no such building of a called a mound. We don't build mounds. Ants build mounds. Those are pyramids. I'm not saying to you. I'm not saying it to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they keep telling us mounds. We build pyramids.
Yeah.
The mounds, they call it mounds because the watchers covered them up.
Now, I'm not going to say the pyramid because they do say pyramid. I've seen it say pyramid. There. But, you know, when you say the ant, and I'm going to take this next call after I make this analogy. You say the ant, in the Bible, it's only two insects named by rulership. That's the ant and the bee. Both of them are queen monarch entities. And the fact they build mounds and stuff, they probably are pyramids. We, like you say, we just, but they've been now underground caverns and stuff the ant does all without to do. And I said, man, that's deep. And it's in the Bible, that the ant, thy sluggard. I mean, they want you working. Whatever this book is about, wants you working. They got killer bees. And go see the beekeeper, everybody. Oh, my goodness. The symbolism of the beekeeper. Screw all the fact that he got to kill 100 people. But that's okay. It's that it still got some symbolism based off the gods. I'm going to make some more calls because I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to get through with y'all. 0997. 09997. 0997. Okay, we got some more calls.
Yeah, tell me, man, how you doing today?
Man, we doing wonderful, man. Always good to hear from everybody out here.
Yes, I was sitting here listening to you, man. You said a couple of things. You mentioned the water. You know, all the law comes from the water.
Talk closer to the phone. It's like, I guess you sound echoey. I want to hear you good. I hear what you say. I couldn't hear what you're saying. This sounds, I don't know if y'all, hey, do me a favor, y'all, put yourself on mute just to see if he can get it, because remember, we echoing off these signals y'all might be having on your phone. So even though y'all are, don't worry, I ain't going to mute you. Just mute yourself for a minute so we can hear from him, then we'll see how the sound goes, because everybody can be heard. Go ahead, brother. Try it again.
All right. You so remember this, the church plays the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church created all these religions, all of them, whether it's Islam, Christianity comes out of Mr. Putin there, And the reason they're so offended with him, he keeps telling you that every time he opens up their temples, you see people that look just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that blows their mind. They don't want you to know that all of the hierarchy over there at this time look like you and me. Back to the church. The church, their law is from the sea. So they didn't creep up. The law of the sea is creep up on the land. That's why they do say the things that they do. They claim to own everything. Roman Catholic Church is the richest people in the world, and they own everything. Not only do they own everything, any law that we make, the Roman Catholic Church can knock that law down. That's how powerful they are. When you see all of these networks and everything come to the aid of the Jewish state, you got to wonder, who has this kind of, well, they only see the coalesce at one time like that. All colleges, they all colleges have that. Talking about anti-Semitism. But you got to remember the people over there, Semitic people before the Europeans came over there and took their land. All these people living on stolen land. People over here, from here. People over there living on stolen land. This is not their land. This is not from where they come. Even, we're talking about Mounds of Pyramids, some of the greatest pyramids of Mounds in the South. Going all through Louisiana, Wisconsin, Grand Canyon, all over America, and nobody knows it because in our school, they never teach you anything. They didn't teach you about Atlantis. Atlantis is the motherland, going to be the mother country for America. Because before America, there was Atlantis. Even if you go to certain signs and symbols, I heard you say something, I was thinking about the West, from the East. Why did they travel to the West in search of light? So they're coming out of a dark situation and they're trying to find a light.
And they
come to subdue their passions. Well, why would they have to subdue their passions? Because they were savages. And all of their causes were savage. Somebody mentioned perfume. They put perfume in the hair. All kinds of things they wore long eyebrows. They put perfume in the hair because they smelled so bad in their baths. They had sores all over them. These were different. When they came here, they came to milk and honey. You know, they had plenty of food over here. They had women over here. They didn't have women over there. That's why all that sodomy stuff from there. You was missing the satin up. And that was a real big thing. Because around Christmas time, some people still had all kind of orgies and whatnot. Not the least, and back to the church again. They had what they call cupbearers and whatnot. They had the nuns. They called them nuns. Nuns were anything but nuns. They found records underneath churches where they had hundreds of babies buried from the nuns.
Yeah, that's talked about one time. It used to be like that. So, we probably in the similar time frame of growing up. Even though I tell people, I say, man, it seems like we had more fun back in the days. I don't know. I don't see how the interaction today is like. You're only going to get a certain group to go outside. Everybody's to be outside back in our day. You got so many of people in the house now, especially the youth, playing games. It's like a whole, like the Matrix is real. I mean, I'm going to say this to everybody listening. If you got family member and everything, I'm telling you, we're probably going to have to embrace this this order of thinking, because once they put this game out and all the cable companies going to go with it, like for instance, we don't have to worry about going to concerts. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you're going to pay a price. You're going to put the glasses on, and you're going to look like you're at the Super Bowl. And this is going to be where people are going to be walking around, even eating and having a good time, but you're going to have these glasses on. Now, those who are richer and got more money, you'll have the new glasses on, which would be the ones that you don't have to have, be a more sleek look. That's that. They got that being made. I'm telling you. We got to look at this, like y'all saying, all this was a paradise, but is this not technology? Atlantis, they say all these people died. What's your thoughts on this, brother? Now, we keep thinking that, okay, Atlantis fell, so maybe that's the key to why we got this thing, believing that we wasn't connected with Atlantis. If Atlantis was actually connected, bridge across, maybe that's what's being left. They don't even teach Atlantis, really.
When Atlantis went down, places that you were inaccessible to people, land masses, you could walk them for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they
said. And then everything settled. Once everything settled, you had great bodies of water separating things. It separated the people.
So when it's right, 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 right. Now let's go with that premise. Let's go with that because, see, we keep that out. I don't think those of you on the line, you know, y'all say New, Atlantis, it got different names, but it is evidence. This is a fact. This is not made up. This is a fact that a city fell and went underneath. Now, I know it's a long time ago, but it does make sense where people would think and would have that belief that somebody's still over there. Because they knew it was a connection. And if you knew a city fell or a whole continent halfway fell down from a cataclysmic event, you would figure after the event was over, the people who was able to regroup like everything else in life, they'd have been knowing that it was people over there. And so I could see why the merchant class would still want to take that venture because they had already known it existed. This is gone now, but it had existed. What's y'all talking about? Let me take some more calls.
You said move, right? When we say move, remember you're talking about Granada. So we talking about, I believe, the serpent gods, too.
Serpent.
The god of America. That's what's over here, the serpent god. Remember, your KKK, he came from a sacred from Moon. Those white boys that took and used to terrify us.
Ooh.
And that's a hell of a thing. The KKK was a sacred order, a knockers. And the KKK took that same organization and terrorized us for our own history.
And the KKK, actually, if you look up their, I'm glad you brought that up. See, someone will bring this up on the show. If you look up the KKK uniform, it comes out of where, everybody? Spain. Look it up.
Yep.
Look up the KKK uniform. It came from an order, ancient order in Spain. And the name is Ku Klux Klan. All it means is circle within the circle, which is on the vase of the Boule vase. I'm telling y'all, it's all the same thing. Let me get some more callers.
The same symbol that LeBron James wears on his chest, the Boule, the people in part of the door.
Yeah. Hey, it's real, man. This stuff is real. It's not a made-up. We're not in the made-up world. This is real, factual stuff. Let me go to 6661. Just because you miss nigga knockers don't know. I don't have a clue to that one. That's on y'all. Go ahead.
Butter boy. Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning.
Yes,
condolences. Condolences to the brother who lost his mother. May the ancestors, ancestors welcome her with open arms. Jack Bauer, Al Kablon, Asiatic, and the bloodline is real. And AI told it. AI spoke about, he said, okay, I'm going to create the Black Washington, the general, the Order of Cincinnatus, the bloodline of all the military order that we getting ready to get up under. And it's already in place. See, we just have a executive that's already compromised. But it goes so deep, bro. They just showing it to you. The Medici bloodline. And who are they? They were the same people in one.
Yeah.
Who has rank now? The Red Pope has been running it, but all of them still family because if you look at the different popes, the bloodline, it still comes back. Naga.
That's right.
It still goes back to the pharaonic bloodline, which is the Naga, the serpent. Be wise, the serpent. Oh my goodness!
Humble as a dove, wise as a serpent.
Their bloodline is still there, and you know they're doing so much experimentations in our face. You know, with the viruses and the vaccines and these gene splicings and oh man, it's going down. But it's a good day to be alive, my brother. And and I tell everybody, it's still, you know, this thing has been the order, these occultisms. The whole spread, we could never print it, of the different orders and how they still tie in to the occult and to the bloodline and to everything, but they give marching orders. The order of the clowns, as we've seen it with the all the Cat Williams them. That was the Jester order. They were the order of the Jesters, you know. And so they had a part to play while they're changing laws. I mean, it's happening fast, bro.
While we laughing
and worried about who other house going on or who cheated or who divorcing who, they're putting in the – he signed the executive orders with weapons, against the weapons. They're changing the immigration laws to replace our kids and their kids because the land was turned over. And so it's happening at a fast pace. Now it's in gear. But, bro, let me let all these other brothers come in. I'm just going to mute myself.
Do what you do, brother. We speculating, watching, and sitting back. But eventually, I'll tell you about this. Even though we say online that we jokingly say, but the jousters, man, I like comedian. I love everything about people, you know, being keeping people laughing. Laughing is good for your blood. But there is a call. You better look up these words. We said that we did a program. He was on there a long while back. The jousters, the secret society of the jousters. Michael Jackson showed you and remember the time when he was a jouster. They was getting knocked off back in the day. Hey,
and remember when you talked about the order of the bitches or the whores? I was seeing where somebody had showed me, I think it's in the state of Washington, where their Supreme Court are all women. I said, what? I said, oh Lord, what a god! All their Supreme Court justices are women. I said, what is going on? Not that it's nothing wrong with that, but that feminist power and that order that's getting ready to hit.
And why is Tiffany Haddish going to Israel, a comedian?
Yeah, that order of Lilith, boy.
Okay, now she's going. Good for telling me that one. Now, Tiffany Haddish going to Israel. I just heard somebody shoot that out. Again, they do these things to keep us amused by what they're doing. Because, again, I'm not really following Tiffany Haddish, but they get you to follow her if you're younger. Remember, we all grew up following something. Source Magazine was one. Right On Magazine was another. Jet Magazine was another. These were good magazines, especially Jet and them. It got you to do it around. It brought the culture together. It kept it going on. It seemed like, you know, everybody knew what we were doing. But at the reality of it, it was a distraction because the major things that we should have thought about, if you think about these laws that's going on, it was the same thing in Jet. Now we even got more information, but we saturated with it. I mean, sometimes, man, you'd be like, sometimes see the same story 3 or 4 times by different people. Sometimes that's how you know it's hidden. Then you know, you see something that's not talked about. I see that from people. Not talked about shit is very, very prevalent. You know what's not talked about? AI taking y'all jobs, our jobs. That's not talked about. Now, whatever you do as a living, that's fine if you're able to survive. But I'm talking about the middleman people, the middle class people. The jobs are, while we laughing at Cat Williams about to make millions and what's name's wife and all that, they ain't lose their jobs. I want you to know they still work for white people.
Here in Memphis at FedEx. You know, this is the headquarters here. Sister just told me a couple weeks ago that all the people who don't like going to work or calling off, they about to lose their jobs and going to be replaced by robots or automation. That's a true story.
Yeah, that's happening. Now, I say to myself out there, all y'all listening, I'm in the realistic world.
I seen this restaurant I was watching where they had this AI automated restaurant. I said, blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. AI automated restaurant. That's everything, everything. Waiters, everything.
So see now, they get you now. I got 2 more calls. I'm going to get y'all in 55922. Just bear with me. I'll make sure y'all next. And 9161. I think we got okay, 1877. I don't see them. I just see people online. Y'all got a lot of y'all online. Keep with me. We're going to make this happen. But I just want y'all to listen carefully. You was warned. Obama warned you. He said we got to come up with some way to make everybody feel like an entrepreneur. So they what they doing is they're giving us all these platforms. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, the podcast business is, I hate to say it, it's just super saturated. I mean, it really is. So they did this on purpose. Then you got Eyes on Me, women can get paid without having sex with people. You know, that's a whole nother avenue that's unbelievable. So you got people.
TikTok, OnlyFans, YouTube.
OnlyFans. You got all this stuff going on connected to these people, connected. And again, I hope y'all know if you connected, you on the mainframe. I'm not that dumb. I know I'm on it for sure. I just put the dude up with the dick on there on Facebook. They said inappropriate to the community. See, I can't put a lot of stuff because I've been tagged a long time ago. And Brother Caddy, y'all don't been long enough. No, that's a fact. These people are monitoring everything. So what makes this so unique, it's the first time in history and that we know of that people volunteer. Remember, say incapacitary slavery, voluntary slavery. We are voluntarily enslaved. No one's forcing us to give up our rights. We're doing it compulsory. I mean, it's just like a pulse. We all just now, when it gets to the point where the laws in your town are going to stop you, because right now, the brother told you, I'm just regurgitating. No, y'all just said somebody mentioned the army. Washington got the power of the army. Well, guess what happens? If they stop every car on infractions, you know how much people. So they're not going to put you in prison no more. They're going to put you in a detention camp that's already ready. That y'all been hearing from Gil Scott-Heron. Y'all been hearing from everybody. Nation Islam, Farrakhan, Yahweh, everybody told y'all if this was coming. Mostly everybody that was telling you pretty much dead or been caught in the police or RICO statute. So we know that the military courthouse, and y'all talk about the flags. We're going to get deep today. I told you. It's just the fourth installment. Now, these flags in the court, y'all all know it's Amity law and land and common law. You see, the land law was actually the strongest at one time. But over time, they have been putting amity policy on the land. And these amity policies is deep entrenched now on land, because once they take over all commerce and stuff like that, which they're going to do, because we are not even smart enough. Y'all talk about the Chinese. That's why AI put the Chinese on the revolutionary thing, because they know they was a part of it. How you think they was able to get over here from the West? Ain't no European countries on the West Coast of California. So you know we don't know history good. Just by that, because I know some black
people. And how many of those immigrants are coming over here now are actually Chinese and not Hispanic? Be careful fucking with that mainstream news. You'd be surprised.
They had no choice. They have given up Texas, y'all. They're coming straight through sanctuary states. California is seen. They have stopped the Ottoman Turks now. Let's go online, California. The Ottoman Turks are coming in. That's the same group that gave the permission to come over. I mean, the same groups now have been, you know how they're paying them back? How you think they're going to pay them back, y'all? Think about this for a minute before I go to the next one. How you think they're going to pay them back? They already told you that we need a new working force. They're going to knock off the workforce they got now is gone. That will be the middle class workforce. AI out.
Immigrants and AI. Wow.
By 2030, it is over. By 2030, it is over.
The five.
By 2030, it's over. And so I can tell you that right now. So y'all look at this, and we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring some more calls. Let me get one more caller because they've been waiting. I don't know if it's 5922, and then I'm going to get the next caller, but 5922.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay. Good show as usual. Appreciate all the knowledge. It's Sheriff from Texas. I wanted to touch back on what you were speaking about at the beginning about how they switched it up instead of, you know, telling people to worship these gods instead of the goddess. Okay,
right.
We saw the play we see that in the church house, right? So the majority of the church women are worshiping these corrupt pastors who say they are so-called gods. But that's why it's called these people so-called Christians, because you don't even read your Bible. But your Bible tells you, I'm a jealous God, right? So when you worshiping the pastor, you worshiping the politicians, the celebrities, and you wonder why you're in the position you're in, you worshiping the wrong thing. And we are goddess because we're the women, we bring birth and life. Like you say, it's like the queen bee in the beehive. It's like the queen and the ant. It's like the black widow scholar, right? It's all the same. And that's what they give us in our culture. Yeah, we know the woman of God is, but we're going to give you Fanny the Mammy. We're going to give you Letitia James. We're going to give you Cardi B. We're going to give you Beyonce. We're going to give you Sexy Red. You know, all this Made the Stallion, all this degenerative thigh culture, God is so-called worship, because we know how it's affecting the young people, even though the women in we wonder why, or majority of them, not me, you can't get a decent man, right?
Right.
Because of the culture you assimilated to. So I wanted to touch on that. So that was a very powerful statement, how they switching up everything that's backwards. And to hit on what Google did, when you search somebody, you know, all culture people came up. Boy, them white folks was mad. Bones and all InfoWars and everything. Twitter.
Yeah.
Boy, them people up there having a heart attack. They having a heart, but they know the truth. They know the truth
because they
got to keep history or his story going because they don't want to know the truth. Now, what we should be doing if all culture people with Google displaying it, we need to be compensated financially for what y'all stolen from our land and from us. I mean, do we got a lawsuit somewhere? That's something we can look into. I'm just saying, but that's from a legal aspect. And then from the third, the last piece on the AI, it was a clip on 60 Minutes, and I think everybody needs to start watching 60 Minute old shows and their current
shows.
They've been telling us this long time ago. So in 2018 or 2019, it's on Instagram, the guy told people, AI will take over. AI is going to take over. Listen, 45% of the workforce. Now, who would have ever thought tech companies would be laying off tech workers? So let me show you the play. Show it to you on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes years ago did a show on how they were getting rid of the American workers and bringing in people overseas to pay them less, right? This so-called global economy. See that now, right, with NAFTA and all this other stuff. All right, well, here's the double play. That's why I say people that come from other countries here, y'all don't know America like we know America. See, they doing a fool on y'all, too, with the immigrants, with your jobs being taken out. Now y'all wealth being hit on, but you know America now, though. But see, they can go run back to their country. We got to sit here and deal with it. So now what do we have now? All the tech companies, man, are Facebook, Google, Cisco. What was the other one recently that just laid out? There was another tech company. All because AI has took over. They don't need coders no more. They don't need people to do graphic design anymore. All of that is actually being taken over. So to the fact it's even in healthcare now, where they deny people claims. And
check
they're fighting
out.
To get their care needed in healthcare. But always a great show, Dry Bones, and your audience. Appreciate the knowledge. I'm going to take up too much of your time.
I appreciate it. I know I'm beautiful, beautiful state. Just mute yourself. I'm going to take a quick break. And those of you on the call, I'm trying to get y'all in. I know people are texting me. I can't do nothing about that, but we got to get busy because I told you.
And
you
she was right. And the VA is really bad with those claims for these disabled veterans, man. We need to do a show about that one day.
Yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen because I know people across the country, yes or no. We doing this because we try to say, it's like if we don't make this, I tell people, it's a prophecy. People are coming together. Now, just because you may not look like the type of mindset you might, but you better gravitate in this era to have the same mindset of something you are in, because of obviously with the way people are today, and those of you who took that shot again, I'm going to get into that second half of that. I told you they brought the satellites down lower. Go look it up. AT&T got hit. They testing shit, y'all. I'm telling you. They put it out there, but we'll be right back. Right back. On the bus, trying to make his way home. Let's do this thing. Now, got some calls been holding for a long time. Let me go to 9927. Then I got one. I got 1877 next. 9927.
Hey, Resurrection.
Resurrection. Go ahead.
I just want to. I appreciate you and the brother and the sister.
Likewise.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
For real. Yes. And so since everybody should know that blackness was always on the planet, darkness was on the planet, then we should realize a lot of this stuff that has been, that we practiced back in the day, was taken and reused and, you know, regenerated. I mean, everything that is a part today is from the past. So they hid all the knowledge from the past, revamped it, put themselves in it, you know, and executed it. So now we have this other species that's been on for a while now that's been ruling over us. And we don't realize we're the last and we're following something that's already been done. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you not see yourself as not being the last if they're still, you know, killing you and belittling you and discrediting you? No matter if you become successful or not, you're going to go through some type of humiliation before you can become this special title, some initiation in order for you to become this super title. And you get all your fans and your elects to follow you and things. So, yeah, this shit, that's deep. And then when the brother talked about the jester, I had to go look that up. And then when he was telling me about the Etruscans, I went and looked that up. It's something else I missed that I couldn't look up. It was something else you said to look up, too.
I said look up this word. Look up this word. Levitas is L-E-V-I-T-A-S, enemy, A-N-I-M-I. And then look up the characters of that word in your, they show you, you look up the images on Google and tell me who those characters are. Go ahead.
I'm trying to, okay. Give it to me one more time.
L-E-V-I-T-A-S. That's the first word. And the second word is A-M-A-N-I-M-I. This is why our kids are under this curse spell or whatever you want to call it. But it is definitely...
Did you say anime?
Anime. That's what it is. Levis, anime. That was the cult name for the uneducated and fickle-minded.
Wow. Yo, that's deep. And they push anime. But if you watch... Now, here's the thing, though. I don't watch a lot of anime, and when I look at the anime, and I'm looking at the world today, that everything is coming apart. Yo,
it's
they took
anime.
Everything.
Anime is part of the last. That's the degree they gave. After they let the other group, they made the anime degree, and that's what is ruling today. And all of our people is into this, even for myself.
Anime.
And this is all Masonic. All of that shit is Masonic, Freemason. I'm like, what the?
Levitas anime. Y'all better look it up. I'll tell you. It's L-E-V-I-T-A-S.
Anime.
Y'all better look it up.
Anime.
Eat the cake, anime.
Eat Racer was the first anime I watched.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Prince Planet. Prince Planet was it for us. Prince Planet was what? Astro Boy.
And they
Prince
were
Planet
putting everything in
anime
so you
anime.
Wouldn't realize
right.
they were talking
the
about
genie,
you.
The genies, all of it. All not just us, all of
mm-hmm.
this cult. The genies, the gods, the drag, all of it is in the
And then
animation.
I was looking up the titans and the gods, you know, on how they was created. And how they were integrated with the Greeks and all it. I was just temporarily reading, but I'm going to go back and read it some more. Because then I looked at this one video, because a lot of knowledge is coming up out of TikTok. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It just is. Yeah. I looked at the one video where the woman was showing that how the world was excavated before we even came, was excavated. And they show all the excavations of the world, how we're on these excavations living. And it shows where there were giant machines excavating the whole entire planet. So it's true. The giants came down. This planet must have been huge at one time. It wasn't no tiny ball or whatever the fuck they trying to make up. But it had to be a giant planet, a giant star or a giant ship or whatever. But they came down and excavated the land. They
Terra.
Took minerals
so,
that they needed and left.
The goddess Terra. The goddess
so now,
Terra. That's the goddess Terra story. Yes.
Right. They did.
That's
they
the
came.
Terra.
They was God. And then you
that's
said, how was they able to? How was they able to
the sea,
survey
the
whole entire
plan? Right.
Because they was already in ships.
Yeah.
So now, the past is the future. The future is the past. I always say that they were already in ships. They're already looking down, measuring on what they're going to take, what, you know, where they're going to land and put the machines at, what pyramids, what this and that. Hey.
Doctor Who.
Hey.
Now
there it is. The Doctor Who, AKA who? The Doctor Who, AKA who? World Health Organization.
Health Organization.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm glad y'all are on the line with this because we couldn't do it without you. That's why I said this is why we called the drive, but we could not get all this out without
you. One more
thing. Go ahead.
In Doctor Who, the Master had created Cyborg, which is the synthetics, and they were snatching people, all right, through the neck and putting them in the Cyborg. Ain't that what they're getting ready to do now?
They're either
going to make you out of one or they're going to snatch you out of your already body that you have
we
and put you in a metal body.
We played that last week that they were snatching people.
That's right.
We don't know why. They got to snatch you. Remember, in order for technology to work.
I was watching the 1981 episode of Spider-Man, the cartoon yesterday, true story, and Dr. Doom was snatching people from the U.N., and brainwashing them so they can take over
that.
The world.
I remember that.
You can't make this up.
I just watched it last night.
You can't make this up if I try. Let me get one more call. We got some calls. Y'all jumping in now. Everybody jump. 1-877-1-877.
Greetings, everyone. What a great show.
Yes. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Bringing Black history back to us. In a way we've never seen it before. Because when we're in school, when you look at history, it's the Black history section is lopsided with very little information. And when we don't learn nothing, it's great to have shows like this to educate us on our Black history and to make reference to that anything that took place in this world has something to do with Blackness, because we've all agreed that Black people were here first. There's evidence that support, Lucy was a Black woman about a million years ago. And so there's nothing that takes place on this earth without Black involvement. And they try to eliminate it through not teaching it to our schools, because that's when you indoctrinate people, not the parents. Now, if the parents keep their children away from the school system, because if you do, you can then keep them away from the bullshit and teach them real history. That's if you're an educated parent that enjoy history, that is. So what you're saying now, and then they made us all believe that Blacks were the victims, you know, the 400-year story. We're just sitting these little Black people around. These white people that are new race people just took over, you know, and we had no involvement. So, or they even downplay our education level, because we had slaves that came out as, as they put it, stars, but you know, stars, the name of the stars, it's no coincidence why people are called stars, but we look at stars as being high achievers. So when we look at the Black slaves that came out, like you said, in 1904, that president, what was that president's name? He wasn't a president, the candidate.
He ran against Teddy Roosevelt,
George Edwin Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Okay, George Edwin Taylor, never heard of him until now, okay? And I am not a young chicken. So I'm definitely going to pass that on to my daughter and my family, because this is how history is passed on. Like in the Indians, they didn't really have books. They shared that information. So this information we learn here, we should share it, because that lets you know that they never want to be fucking victims. You know, Democrat Party wants y'all to be victims. You know, and I say y'all, I say the people who support their theory, the 400-year slaves, the white man held us down. The white man is the boogeyman, you know, like you cannot be successful because of this fucking 400-year shit, because they are still keeping you down, which is all bullshit, because facts matters. We got more millionaires. We got more billionaires in other countries. We got people running shit. Black people in the United States ain't never seen no real poor shit. We were in slavery. I'm not saying that. But that was a very small portion. the greater part of the black history, the black people. How they have to keep that, keep us down with that. But hearing what you're saying about this brother in 1904, you know what I mean? When was they out of prison? They was out of slavery for like, what, 20-something years? Nobody.
Yeah,
and then we had. And we,
yeah, you're right. I think it's unbelievable. It's a lot more than him. I've talked to so many people that I never heard about in my life. But then again, they don't want you to know about them people because they want us to think that nobody fought back. That's what it is. They're like, oh, they didn't fight back. A lot of people did fight back. And we're successful. They don't want to tell us the successful people who fought back. Because just like we said this, and y'all should know this, nobody is going to make it in any of this without some type of arm, guards, people, king, all them made a thing. How do you have a peaceful protest when you got an armed group making sure? Now, they wasn't successful in Tennessee. Because that was at a different type of event. That was totally different. But you have to look at how they want you to think about us as being victims. Now, let's take this, and I want you to talk to me on this. Now, I know for a fact that there has been laws put in place to keep down blacks, especially if they were truly uneducated. That would be the first thing any group would do, try to make the dumber people believe stupidity. But those who went to school or had some sense, and those who even didn't go to school. Now, the most successful people in the black, is those who didn't go to school, they was just common sense smart. They had some schooling, but they wasn't like going into, they just used what they had. And that's the one group they're real afraid of, just in my opinion, is the ones that can think outside of the box, not just black. Because if you just think too much black, then you say, well, you're going to say something about, where's my brother's wife who has white kids? Do I dislike them? And then if you say, well, yeah, well, say you do dislike everybody in your family, you know how much history it is that you heard earlier from your own words that even Italians said it. The Italians said it. Four or five generations. They said, we should be like over this, really, about that. My question is, for all you in line now, and sister, I'll let you answer first. Is it about color or nationalism or your nation pride or your cultural pride? Because it's too many blacks to say we're all one. That's impossible. That's impossible. Every black that has color on the earth are not all together. So that premise should be kicked out the door now. And I think that's the biggest problem. Because somehow black America has amalgamated themselves into every part of the globe without the people who are in that part of the globe now giving us recognition of it. And y'all tell me, what you think about that? I mean, for us, black history seems like we're always stuck in two places, Africa and here. And if we're stuck always in two places, you can't think, because the people that we're saying that we're coming from have never decreed anything of come back to your country. We can come back, though. We'll give y'all citizenship. We'll give y'all land. We'll let y'all be, it'll help y'all out, become industrious, blah, blah, blah. That reciprocation ain't done into the West. But in the East, in the West, the East don't offer us that. No matter if you go over there, right, rich, that's the only way. The West offers a beacon of hope to everybody practically. And then tells you that you Americans, but people can have their national flag running all over the place, and you know you can't do that in another country. You will be beat down in any of those countries.
Flying the Mexican flag on the south side of Chicago in the black neighborhoods.
Right.
Yep.
Now, my point is, they just as dark as you black people. Really? Some got big noses, big lips, big asses, big tits, big everything. So I don't think that's gonna be an issue right there. My question is, they come in culturally from land perspective. Many of you don't like America.
Right. Dry bones. I think that most people over here. Yeah, I think we should really convert into nationalism. Because, and the reason why I say that is because of the fact that America, black people, we need to come together as one, create our own culture, create our own identity, figure out what we want in our country called America. America is the black people's country, trying to go over to these other people's countries, and you go over there, you'll find the same fucking thing. They all not fucking one either. They all have their difference. They all have their different cultures, their different
right.
languages.
Right.
They're all fucking different over there, too. Like, exactly. we should just come together here.
No, but we talking, see, problem with us is, and I'm going to say this on because it's Black History Month, that word African or Africa or Africa, you, I mean, I'm not that bright. I looked up dictionaries. Etymology was what I was told to look up. And I figured out that if you say it, what, many of y'all said it to me, stop calling it Africa. It's this name. Okay, so America says stop calling Africa. But if I talk to an African person from that continent, he gonna not going to tell me he's from Africa. He's going to give me his country name, Guinea. He's going to give me his country, Gambu, you know, they're going to Gambia. They're going to tell
right.
me exactly where they
Ghana.
At.
Ghana, right.
Yeah. Right. Y'all not going to sit here and tell me that they the only reason why they're doing that now is because the governments of the earth have become under a unified code. And I think the brother said it along, what's the brother, my brother, I hope you're still on there. You says, I forgot, it's a Latin word for them taking over every damn thing. The Vatican did it. It'll come to me in a minute when I stop thinking too hard. But it's there. They follow that UN. That UN charter is, if you know what the UN charter is, Caesar. But, and then the United States got the two fascist symbols in the Senate, which is fascism. Remember now, when you go look this stuff up, guess who is the fascist symbol come from, y'all? This Christians. It was meaning wrapping around,
wow.
symbol, wrapping the people around one bundle to make one. See, one world order, one world government. I'm going to keep going, Vince, so you can get this. I guess where the reef at, or the Caesars. That's why you think the UN got the reef of the Caesars? And the reef is around all our dimes and all our emblems. This the same group. They still worshiping their ancient past in secret. Now, the why
it's like a halo almost.
It's a halo, right. And so the thing about this is, I told you they made these people take these strict privacy initiation. Now, I did some research on this particular subject. You know what they equivalent? They said Eyes Wide Shut was practicing this type of religion, Baracus. The new movie with Kelly Rowland in it right now. If y'all ain't seen the new movie with Kelly Rowland, she's playing this lawyer, and the dude is an artist, total out of the God movie. I mean, sex, all kind of craziness. Tyler Perry is in the elite with this. And if he goes, I ain't going to tell you the premise, but he's in a sex den, which is normal. Right downstairs
you
from
the
wall.
You talking about Kelly Rowland from Destiny Child?
Yeah, got a new movie out. Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
Oh,
I
ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
She's doing the same thing. Sex is no, I mean, she's so crazy. And this, the dude is getting off. I got to tell y'all this part. Dude getting off. She come up to the law. The dude getting off with a girl, gets the girl off of her, and then she jumps on. That's how crazy this is. Ain't no get caught, get mad. It got caught. He just go your turn. And she's a lawyer, but it's a good movie. It has a lot of premise to it. It shows you how crazy people are in reality for money. Now, here's where we're going to get deep at. The new creation, y'all. Now, money is very powerful. I know it is. Everybody needs some dollars. I just said about the insurance and all that. Sister said she's a nurse. Everybody out there listening, I got one more call. Let me go to 9161. 9161, go ahead while I look for this clip because this is unbelievable. 9161.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
How you
glad
doing today?
Glad I got you, bro. All right,
man,
good to have you.
Man, I've been waiting on you for a while, man.
Yeah,
like,
but go ahead.
It's good.
You go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to let you run with it while I look for something. Go ahead.
Let me play this. Hey, look. Let me gotta tell you something, man. Y'all were talking about the Boulay and all that. The Boulay Foundation. You know, well, let me get this address for you, man. I gotta pull this up, man. This is funny stuff, man. Hold on, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's on 260 Peachtree Street, Northwest Suite 1604, Atlanta, Georgia 303-1202. Realty, yeah. Phone number 404-809-3784. Website Sigma Pi Phi Organization. Now check this out, man. This is what we call the Harris, told Dia Hughley, Spike Lee, do the wrong thing. that all, you know, we got to get y'all there to go, you know, give us some keep cash, you know. Now, I was going back and looking at things, you know, talking about the Super Bowl and all that stuff, because I was Super Bowl, everything started hitting the floodgates. You know that boy that caught the touchdown, what's his name, Mecole Hardman? He's from Everton, Georgia. I said, well, damn, ain't that one of Georgia's guys, though, was that?
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Everton, Georgia.
Now, look, now last week, the All-Star game, the final score was what? 2-11. 11 plus 2 is 3. 13. That signifies Taylor Swift. Then this week, they on 2-2-2, which is the same day as the Ukraine war, what they had for you. They said, damn, these people, we throwing it out there. Throw the fucking whole kitchen sink in the ass. Oh, we got a phone. We got an AT&T outage. Oh, we got the cell phone. They told you it was 50,000 outages at first. Then they said it was 74,000, which 47 reversed. What was the Super Bowl? 25-22, which is 47.
Yeah.
They just put it right there out in front of you again. They just said, we're gonna give it to you one more time. Let's keep on running this same play. All right, so that happened. People talking about AT&T. Now, I thought Public Enemy had a song in 2020, September 25th, 2020, What You Gonna Do When The Grid Go Down. That was a test run they were doing the other day, man, with because AT&T right now is trying to get rid of landline services.
He was on TV that day. It was a Thursday. I remember well. It was a Thursday. My family members told me their phone wasn't working. I didn't know because I got T-Mobile. And all I know was I watched the news, Newsmax. I watched Newsmax. The regular news didn't have this dude. Newsmax had it on. And the dude said that they are looking for it. He said it's very important you have a cell phone now and that the cell phone will be the most number one thing used. That's what he said. And then he said that the landlines will be cut. He said you won't be able to call no 911. So the dude said, you telling me that the landlines go down? And then he said they're working on getting rid of landlines because the cell phone will be considered more better. So the guy asked him a question, what happens if the cell phones go down, man? You should see how he looked. He barely didn't answer. All he said some gibberish like, oh yeah, but the cell phones are going to still be the number one thing. He just jumped off that subject, and I said, man, they're going to get rid of you. Absolutely right. They're going to get rid of the landlines.
Now, wait a minute. Let's stay right there though. On CNN, the guy came out and said he mentioned the world movement leading the world behind. I said, wait a minute. He said it was the dystopia. He was like trying to make it seem like conspiracy is online. Talking about the movie Leave the World Behind. And I was like, wait a minute. Then they said stop calling 911 because there's not no real emergency. Well, people were panicked, but they want you to be panicked. Now,
they
check
want
this
you.
Out because I know you talked about
right.
the, I know you talked about the jab, right? Because I had a cousin. I need to send you the article in the group chat. I had a cousin that had a heart attack 3 weeks ago, and he wasn't feeling well about 2 weeks ago almost now, coming up on Wednesday. And he was trying to get to the hospital, and he hit the highway wall or whatever, and he killed himself. But he had, you know, he had a heart attack. Then I was talking to another guy. Somebody had a stroke. They had three strokes, and they died. And they even bombers come out of the clock and stuff. Then I got a sister. One of her lying sister died, so she, you know, having to do something. And I'm sitting there saying, but over there in Australia the other day, they had a guy come out and say, well, the jab ain't done nothing to save them. Then they had to admit in a town hall meeting, guess what they had to admit? They had to admit that, we got a vaccine injury for them. So they're really telling you something wrong here. And
right.
The last thing, in Chicago, they have voted, and look at most of them Hispanic, by the way, and AOC was on the news saying the border crisis was a hoax, which she's a damn liar, but that's another story for another day. But in Chicago, they have voted to get rid of school police officers. They said black and brown children are scared of police, but they're not telling you that this is all part of George Soros' abolition plan to eradicate police in the United States. I can eradicate them for you.
Yeah.
They're going to eradicate them and put in foreign police officers who believe in Shiite law to basically exterminate you or put you in a detention camp, whatever they want to do.
That's exactly what they're going to do. It's already done. It's being done in Chicago. Texas now had them. They're all in. People say, oh, y'all crazy sometimes. Y'all talk about stuff, y'all company. I said, do you watch movies? So, yeah. So we explain to them in movie form. That's why I'm glad y'all do. They'd be like, oh. But Red Dawn was the first movie that we took for granted that this could happen. Red Dawn was the movie. We got a whole group of young men coming in the country. Young men. Nice clothes and all.
But wait a minute. Look at San Francisco. They got a Chinese woman speaking in Mandarin Chinese, and she the head of the Department of Elections, man.
Yeah, the Chinese is heavy.
And she was
just told you, they can't get over here without the Chinese. I mean, people don't get it. The closest countries to the West Coast of America is the Asian country or the Asian realm, and I don't see how anybody thought white folks came all the way from Europe.
Well, Boston has an Asian Chinese married too, don't they? Yeah.
Yes, they do. Boston got one too. Correct. Boston got one. And we got the one who said everybody should be unable to participate. Dr. Nguyen is unbelievable.
And check this out. They about to start using the squatter laws to keep these people in the country, man. You got an Airbnb or a private property. You got them. They about to start using the squatter laws to stay. This could be some real crazy stuff that's about to happen,
man.
Oh, man.
Now, that is true. I've seen it. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that. Y'all sent that. Now, here, there were some people doing it, but the part that's going on big time is in Atlanta, Georgia area. Illinois is doing it now. They're taking people's spot in the land, people's houses. They can't get their property because it was validity with that. I told you. It was validity with that common law. And now the amnesty law is taking over. Now, I'm going to show y'all somehow. I got to play a couple of these before we get more conversation. I got you coming in 7696. You next. But see, here how crazy we got to be as a people. That Africa, the continent, this is all you know, we shouldn't even be calling ourselves African American. I think that is a bad word Jesse Jackson was told to say and give up because he didn't think that up. He was told to give that word. And look what Africa say about immigration. Now, y'all tell me something.
So Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, is under fire once again after he made comments about African migrants. He said there's a plot to replace Tunisia's Arab and Islamic identity by bringing people from other countries in the region. Tunisia's president says African migrants pose a threat to the country's Arab identity.
On social media, a video of another racist attack on black migrants in Tunisia.
Hi, everyone. I'm sure by now you must have seen this video of the Tunisia president saying that black people cannot live in Tunisia.
There is no question of allowing anyone in any illegal situation to stay in Tunisia. There is a state and institutions. It is a file prepared with the objective of changing the demographic makeup of Tunisia.
Going to 2 months now, black people, that is Africans who are black, first saw that video. A lot of people were hungry. However, after I made a further research about this matter, I discovered that black people or Africans who are hungry about what the Tunisia president said simply did not understand what is going on here. In this video, I have tried and put together some facts and evidence which will hopefully blow your mind and change the way you look at what is going on in Tunisia right now. Also in the video, I will talk about 5 countries in Africa that you probably should not go if you are a black African. If we want to understand what is going on in Tunisia right now, the first thing we have to understand is try and figure out how most people who are in Tunisia right now got there. You see, many black Africans who are in Tunisia right now, that is Africans from sub-Saharan Africa, got there as illegal immigrants on their way to Europe And to see how this play out, all you have to look at is this world map. If you check the world map,
they on their way to Europe. It's a bit long. You'll go look it up, Tunisia. There's other countries as well. It's like four more. And these are black presidents, you know. But you see, they say the same thing, Africa. But they name them countries when you start listening to more of this. And they making sure. Now, they want to go to Europe, everybody. Europe is their haven. That's their side. And yet, Europe is saturated now. And now you got to ask the question, how the hell you know how much money it takes to get over from Africa to America? Do y'all know how much it costs? It's in the thousands. If you get a good plane ticket, it might be $600-$700 round trip. But it's definitely in the $1,000 range on a good airline. How they getting over here? Whole families, y'all. Whole families. Y'all said it earlier. George Soros is sponsoring open borders. He has sponsored all this. Now, how does one globalist do that? It's not just one goal. He represents a clique. Clique called the Fabians.
But then those families that coming over here probably already have relatives that were already set up from the beginning.
Set
so it's like a pipeline,
already.
You know?
Pipeline. Get over here, pipeline. We bring you in. Now, America, like anybody says, you've heard it yourself. When you bring in people, they don't care. These people are darker than black America. And they will not infiltrate with you. They don't give a damn. That's why I say that could be our biggest mistake.
And they will
making.
Kill you. So
yes.
I need the young people out there need to understand that these foreigners that's coming over here are skilled, even down to the teenagers, to the little kids.
They're trying to kill them.
They're around animals. And
that's right. California today. Now, y'all hear this. Now, before a couple months back, 3 months back, year back, many of y'all online listening outside of the those who come on regular out there listening for y'all probably wouldn't even believe y'all was watching all the comedians and movies and everything else that come at you. You had no idea. But by the end of this year, I hate to tell you this, but I gotta do it anyway. They probably can't have no election because Trump is on a steamroll that is unprecedented, which seems to be orchestrated as well because Nikki Haley, for those of you been watching this craziness, Nikki Haley is a globalist elitist. She's been with them forever, but she was with him, so he had to know this. So I want y'all to look at this in a big picture now. As Trump tells you the truth in his way, the opposition know that eventually truth will rise up. That's in your Bible story. It was crash to the ground. It'll rise up. Everybody will know that you're being played. You're going to be mad as hell. And when they get you mad as hell, that's when they do the next trick. The next trick will be you can't get your money out the bank.
That's what happened Friday.
They didn't talk about that part when the phone lines went down.
My credit union in Illinois, they said the ATMs went down and you can only do certain things in certain branches. The same thing happened here in Tennessee at Navy Federal. A lot of the ATMs was down. You have to go into the branch.
Now, wait a minute. I'm glad you said that because that's a test. Now, people, look. A lot of these young people, I know this for a fact, because one guy I told me, he said, I ain't got no bank account, Mr. Bernard. I said, well, you got credit union, what you got? He was like, no, I use, what's this thing called, Chime. Wells Fargo said, and these other banks, I'm not even Bank of America, some of them say they're trying to compete with Chime. And I said, no, wait a minute now. You cannot honestly be that damn stupid. You believe they trying to compete with Chime. Let's check this out now. I said, why you don't do that? Because he said, Chime, they can't track your money. But guess what? He got to be crazy in his head to say some crazy mess like that. Because my thing is, not only can they track your money, that's through an electronic app. And if you had AT&T that day, or one of them other phones, T-Mobile got a few phones go down too.
But check this out.
But if you can't if you got electronic banking, you can't still get your money out on the goddamn app.
Hold on. You just said something very important. Because of Cash App, Zelle, Apple Pay, the people are brainwashed thinking that you don't need a real bank, but that is a bank. It's a digital bank, everybody listening, and young people too. Common sense should tell you this already. They do it away with checking. You don't need no checking. But you got
and Capital One is in the process of buying Discover Card out, which came out a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly right. That happened this week. So you know it's about to go down. This thing's
about to
get crazy in hand.
And the banks, those of you in different areas, just so you know the slowdown is here, the banks are closing. Many people, banks are closing. Bank of America closed in our little place. Chase is the only one right now because, of course, Chase Manhattan, Chase Brothers, they're the only ones who banks are even putting in new ones because they're eating up the other banks.
Right.
Also, they're eating up the other banks. And so they got banks growing, but other people's banks are closing. And Chase is one of the people who financed some of the banking system of America. Early days, the Chase Brothers. Now, I got some more calls. Let me just get this out here before we get too involved. Somebody make a noise. If you're moving around, put yourself on mute. That's all. If you're moving around, put yourself on mute. I hear a lot of moving. Now, just so y'all know this, there are a period of waking up here. I mean, people are going to really, there's a lot of new things are happening. It ain't going to be a total burn crash because the economy needs people. They do need people. Now, they just ain't going to just don't get people. But I will say this. They will freeze your account up. Now, I got to play 2 minutes of this so you won't be panicking. You better realize people been telling y'all for years, you better start getting whatever you can because that was the test. And this is in your face telling you it's a test.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back today. Now, 18 months ago now, I told everyone that this was going to happen, and now it looks like it has started. One point I would make on this video before we even get started, if you don't normally watch my videos all the way through to the end, I would say to watch it all the way through today because to understand the end, I really need to give you context throughout and explain exactly what's going on here. But we are going to be talking about this stuff here, cash, money. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, euros or British pounds here or, you know, US dollars. It makes no difference whatsoever. We're going to be talking about your money and why it is not safe. So let's go over to the shared screen now then and get this started. So for those of you who have been subscribers for a while, you'll remember I made this video. Can your bank now steal your money? Bail-ins explained. This video has now got over 250,000 views from February of 2021. Now, in this video, I was talking about something that wasn't really common knowledge at the time, even though the publication date of this was 2012, just as we were coming out the last financial crisis known as the Great Recession. So this was from the International Monetary Fund, and it was called From Bailout to Bail-In, Mandatory, I've highlighted this word, Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. And as I know that many of you want to read these documents, like I like to read these documents, this is called the IMF Staff Discussion Note, April 24th, 2012. So you can just do a search and you'll be able to find this. Now, what does it talk about and why do I need to give you context here? Well, very importantly, we have something called bailouts that were used during the last Great Recession, 2008, 2012, 13 period. And this is where the governments used taxpayer money to bail out the banks. And there was absolute outrage because the banks had been gambling and speculating and then paying all of these huge bonuses, everyone getting paid a lot, and then they just got bailed out by the government using the taxpayers' money. So it was completely unfair to the people who had worked hard, saved all their money, been good citizens, and then the bankers of the time were simply gamblers, speculators, and they caused all of these problems. So what was passed was something called a bail-in law. So let's look at this. What is a bail-in? A bail-in provides relief to a financial institution on the brink of failure by requiring the cancellations of debts owed to creditors and depositors. We'll talk about that in a moment. A bail-in is the opposite of a bailout, which involves the rescue of a financial institution by external parties, typically governments, using taxpayers' money for funding. Bailouts help prevent creditors from taking on losses, while bail-ins mandate, again, we're seeing this word mandate, creditors to take losses. Now, the question is probably in your mind right now, well, who are the creditors? Well, that would be you and I and everybody else that uses a bank account, which is pretty much almost 100% of citizens and people, especially in developed nations, especially in the US, Canada, UK, Australia, Europe, etc. Pretty much everyone uses a bank account of some sort, whether that's a current account, checking account, or a savings account. So this applies to everyone. And if you do watch that video that I made a year and a half ago, it explains how bail-ins were used in Greece and Cyprus, and since then, it's been used in other countries. And you would, you know, expect this to be completely illegal and huge outcry, which that's what happens. There is outcry, but nothing happens because the government mandates this by law. So let's continue on. How did this come about then? Big banks were deemed too big to fail following the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008.
Now, you heard Obama bailed out the banks. Y'all remember that's the last time we heard a bailout. They're going to bail out the banks. The bail-in, what do you think they're doing? Right now, where do you think the money going, y'all? They tell you every day. They shall tell you every day where the money's went.
So I say the money's going to Israel, Ukraine.
There you go.
They told you in your face.
The IMF just announced they're gonna give money. They're gonna back Ukraine. The IMF just said that the other day.
Yeah. So now
here's the thing.
Go ahead. What you gonna say, Caddy? Go ahead. I heard y'all.
I was gonna say that the thing is, you don't fight a war with dollars. You can't throw a quarter at somebody and kill them. You send weapons to fight a war.
Yeah, they send a weapon.
So you're not gonna, so you telling me you're going to send $1 billion to Ukraine, and what, they're going to go to the shop down the street and buy some tanks?
It's weapons.
What the
weapons
hell?
They're paying for the weapons.
They're taking our money.
No, that went in the pocket of
bailing
the fairy.
Out.
The fairy got that money. That's in his pocket.
Now, you talk about the president. Now, let me ask y'all out there listening, because, again, y'all, the corporation was what we in. Y'all said that. And then the Great Seal of America, and you know they know that's why they're gonna go to war here first. They got no choice to go to war here in America based on the fact that the American citizen is the last armed group in the world. The citizen, not the gangs, the citizens. The gangs always gonna have, but the citizens here is the most armed group in the world. And I hope you understand
hey,
that.
This right here. My buddy's a veteran. He went down and took some counseling from the veteran administration. So when they counseled for about 6 months, he had to be for $3,000 extra a month. But right after they gave him his award, they came to his house and took all his weapons.
Wow. Took
and
all of them.
He showed up, knocked the door, and took all his weapons.
Wow. Thank you for telling us. See what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what state that's in, but just imagine the new laws that you watching the comedians. Y'all going to watch all the comedians come up.
That's Illinois. That was in Illinois.
That was in Illinois. See the laws changing right before. These sanctuary cities ain't sanctuary for nothing. Matter of fact, they're making them that way so you be scared. And
shit,
and
sanctuary state.
Yeah, sanctuary state. That's what it is, sanctuary state. And just like New York State is a sanctuary state. And the thing about this is, people say we weren't a sanctuary state, but in reality we are, because it's just as many people here.
But it's the same thing with Tennessee now. They have sanctuary city laws here in Tennessee, but the people still coming. How does that happen?
Yeah, so
especially around Nashville.
Yeah, let's talk about what's really going on and see, take these eyes off. Now, we can't believe anything, y'all. I'm out there telling people all the time, I know we got to look at the yin and the yang. I know people say, Trump, I like Trump. First of all, if I was going to pick a white man for president, Trump probably would be the one, because unfortunately, he talked just like I would be talking and saying stuff. So, I mean, but that reaction of talking, you need action, because people could talk all day and say stuff. But the action is, it was a lot more, because let's be honest. People say a lot of shit throughout the years I've been listening to these programs and going to different events. Why would you want to pay NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization if they're not paying their dues. But you paying your dues. Why would you want to protect the country's trade route and you can't trade over there? Ain't nothing being, ain't no Chevys and Fords over in these countries. Why would y'all go for stuff like this, which was the manufacturer backbone of most of Black America, was industrialists and farmers. Now, we already deceived the farmers. Brother West's cousin, I seen a documentary on them not too long ago. I mean, complete sadness. These laws, not only did it hurt the Black farmers, now they've just took it over the white farmers. So the white farmers and the Black farmers are actually working together. We don't know it because they ain't going to show you that. They ain't going to show you that the farmers are collectively working together. See, they know they want us to only believe.
They don't have a choice. You don't have to, what stuff is going on now, you don't have no choice. That Black and white shit, you need to put that out the window now.
All hands on deck. Now, the reason why I said that, because that was the Ashkishkin's number one problem. They were party boys, man. Think about it. They said that their biggest policy was not to help each other. Policy of not helping. Go look this policy up. Make sure I ain't making this up. The policy was of not helping each other when faced with a common threat. And it says this was an incredible policy. That's what I think. I said, they for self. They was a selfish group of people, actually. They were the aristocrats. And they were also the bloodline of the rich. They're the bloodline of the rich. That's a fact.
They are selfish people. There's only 12 million people in here. We got a standing army in America right now. We got to wake up and pay attention to this right here. They couldn't do this kind of policy because they can't have our military stand against the American people. She bought a bunch of furnaces. You think they're paying these boys up to $10,000 a family? Look, they buy them loyalty.
Well, let me ask you something. Did y'all notice that he just, okay, I can hear him. I hope y'all can hear him better than I did.
No, I can't hear him.
Yes, because he got a song, he going in and out. The police now. And I just seen the National Guard was going to be sent to a school. And a National Guard got sent to a school this week. I said, the National Guard got to go to a school. And I started thinking about that. I said, man, I mean, are we already militarized? Because if the National Guard could go to the school and take the school over the police, because I think by them beating the police up in New York was a sign. That was a sign to me. Because it showed that the immigrants aren't beholden to the laws of America. Now Arizona won't deport some of them back because New York State is releasing them. So they got some people being held in the other states because they're saying that the citizens of New York are happy because, of course, they'll be out. Now, the question I got to ask Black folks, did your cousins get out that easy? Did your dad, uncle, grandmama, aunt? Did they get out this easy? Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever seen a group just get out after you almost brutally killed somebody? They just get out of jail and it may not show up. Now, that's what I told you. I think we're in calamity stage.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you now. I seen it here in Chicago. What's going here in Memphis. A lot of people are actually leaving here because with the crime. Now, I ain't talking about the crimes with the immigrants. I'm talking about the people who's already here.
A lot of these young people, black folks, carjacking, robbing,
and the young people, they're not even getting prosecuted. They might get detained, but then they get let go. And people getting tired of that.
But they're not being held accountable. They're not being held accountable, and I agree to that. They're not being held accountable, and all of us know that. I mean, some states are different from others. It's unfortunate to listen to all y'all out here listening to us that we are able to be discerned that we're seeing this. It's not made up. We're not making up on
right. This is real time.
This is real time talk. And the question I'm asking all y'all out there is that with all that we know out there, y'all just make sure y'all feel that y'all make yourself as secure minded as possible, because unfortunately, panic is on everybody's threshold. Based on just them saying your insurance is cut off. Now, here in Florida, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. The insurance company are dropping people like hotcakes. You know, this is Hurricane Central here. And for some reason, they decided that they're going to just drop people.
That was happening in California, too, wasn't it? Yeah.
I know we under the Hurricane Alley, so to drop people and to that means that you won't be able to rebuild. And
right.
The housing market here, I don't know, brother, if you were, we are overpriced here in the housing market. Anybody been live in Florida, Dade County, and Fort Lauderdale, you don't get relief until you get to the almost middle of Florida to Jacksonville area. You might find a house in $100,000 range.
Wow.
Maybe. In Miami, nothing in the ones or the twos. In the threes are over. It's all 400,000.
Or like in Illinois, it's the property taxes. The property taxes are out the asshole.
That's right. Or up. So you're going to be not, by you not paying attention or not concerned, just living it up, those days may, you know, everybody got their day. I can't tell nobody who days were, but it's time to be discernment of real truth and facts, because unfortunately, you know, we do live good. Everybody can say we all live good, I guess, on this line. You eat every day. But just remember, if it happened to somebody in that state, it's going to happen to you and everybody around you shortly. If you see something in your state that don't sound right, like they just busted all the people for guns in the state, or they trying to take your guns, and we laugh at, oh, look at, believe me, if New York State go down, Pennsylvania go down. All the areas will go down and trying to get the guns. And once we laughing, playing like, oh, it can't happen to us, that's what's going to happen. Because the Trojan horse people, I'm telling y'all, I just watched Red Dawn not that long ago. I'm saying to myself, man, I can't believe it. We falling for this hook, line, and sinker. You cannot have an occupied army on your land. That's unconstitutional. It's impossible. Unless the land was annexed. And that Guantanamo Bay, that section was annexed. So they gave America a portion to be on there. They can't go all over to Cuba and put up a damn military base, but they had an annexed piece of land. Imagine America with armies of other people. Y'all just heard them saying we might make them the police, because the police are fleeing. White police officers are fleeing. I don't know about your area, but my area is strictly Hispanic, practically, of police.
But you know what, bro? That actually started during COVID, because when, I'm going to just use for Chicago, for example, because I was there. When Lightfoot instituted the vaccine for all the city employees, a lot of the police officers either quit or they retired early. And the governor, Bill Lee, here was actually looking for police officers from states that was make the governors and mayors were instituting no vaccine mandates. So it was like, look, you come here, we'll pay your travel, and we'll give you some good money. You ain't got to worry about no mandates.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the facts, the mandates. I don't know if everybody stays. Well, I love y'all coming out here to give us the piece of it. Now, I'm in the Indian Territory, Seminole, mm-hmm. everything. And I tell people all the time, they got a sweet deal. That area of Fort Lauderdale where the Seminole gambling casino at is magnificent. Now, I don't know what they pay, but I don't see that connection of the indigenous Native Americans, of which is the black, and them, if you want to include them as being part of the bloodline, because they did get lightened up. Obviously, I've seen it, and I found it, y'all. I found it. It's a reason for all this. See, one thing about our history, we hate telling the whole story. Oh, man.
Right.
We hate telling the whole story, but it's called the Frankfurt School. And let me just say this. People, y'all got to listen carefully. This is so well orchestrated. I couldn't believe it. I played this a bunch of times, but I started listening to a documentary on it one day, like a while back. And they actually was in Tampa, Florida. Tampa, Florida, everybody. The South is something else, too, now. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, though. They got some, being down here this long, it's parts of Florida that's almost like Andy Griffin. Like Polk County and Immokalee and all them country towns, man. Oh, man. They got some, bro. Don't fool yourself. Y'all on this line listening, I know you know I'm telling the truth. Let me take a call while I listen for this. 7696. Let me help. I'm going to find it. Go ahead. While I look for this clip here about that Frank.
Hey, drive on.
Yes, sir, brother. Good to have you.
How everybody doing?
What's up, brother?
D. Brother D. St. Louis?
Yes, yes, of course.
Hey, I wanted to comment on a couple of different things, but I'm going to comment on first on the, who's getting paid, like, why we don't know anybody that's working in the factories that's making these bullets and making this equipment for these wars that's being funded. Like, what companies and who getting paid for that? Like
Lockheed Martin, one of them. Lockheed Martin,
they got personal owners and investors. And see, them the people who's getting paid. I'm saying that's who, and one of the main investors and who haven't really been speaking up, who fund the whole, every side is the Pope. Pope, they run the show.
Yeah, they run the show.
Nobody's speaking up. They haven't spoken up. And the people so-called claim they sold Christian, sold Islam, sold whichever one of them groups that they claiming, where that fight at? Like, where they at? Like nobody's really speaking up with any concrete facts on what's reality, what needs to be done. Who cares about Trump? The voting and all that stuff, because the real facts is not being presented from the people. We playing along the games that everybody is issuing out through the media, through the frequency.
Right.
I would say through the frequency. And we just playing in those games right there, and we're not really paying attention to the real facts. Like, where is that fight at? Like, nobody.
Okay, so the Vatican, because again, there's people been saying, Vatican, they got whole websites that I see a lot of them, I go on. The Vatican is very well targeted by those who are aware of it, and you got inside scoopers that they have this, the Vatican assassin, and he wrote that book about them. And I didn't even realize how important they was in America. I mean, they brought Archbishop Carroll. They brought D.C. That's why I said earlier, how do we make sense of this if a black guy surveys the land for the Vatican to put this erection of the Capitol, which is on a hill, which is the same thing as this black group called the Christian? So, I mean, I was like, this repeating history, or are we following the same script? Because, again, you made a great point, the Vatican. But then how do we explain the Vatican working with a black guy to lay down the foundation for them? I mean, that's where I'm at with this, like, okay, how do we figure this out if, we keep, okay, you say looking at the Vatican. Now, how do you think about Benjamin Banneker Bay? They never killed him at all. He wasn't even threatened. One bit of his life ever threatened. This guy here is living high off the hog while institutionally slave trade is being done on this leg. The other legs are older than this leg.
What's your thoughts on that? Either you in or you out. Either you in or you out.
I was thinking on that.
Okay, let's go.
Either you in or you out.
Right.
Whatever community you are in. See, just like on small levels, on big levels, it's according to who you is on how anything is going to affect you. They're all the way down to us, as they say, we basically peons to the system, but we are not.
Right.
Because for us to still be around after all these days of all this calamity and this is that and the third, it's a reason. You either in or you out on whatever level. You know what I'm saying? Just even for us, the street that you grew up on, how many families there was in and how many families there was out on whatever that happened or anything that happened. I'm just saying, I'm from the hood
It's never 100%. Never 100%. It's always
exactly. Yeah. It's gonna be families that's gonna be ostracized. That's gonna be respected. It's families that's gonna be abused. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just normal thing, but on a bigger scale. That's what we live in.
So let me go there. So we saying basically the micro. I'm letting you, Brother Kelly, the micro macro. Because remember, whatever happens to us on a smaller scale that's chaotic. Say it could be your household. It could be your church. It could be anything on a small scale is really the same thing going on in a larger scale, basically.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point.
Yeah,
because
see,
if you're not paying attention to the smaller things, and that's just paying attention to your minute life compared to everybody else's, that's where it all counts. If you paying attention to your small stuff, you will never be affected by whatever trash going on because what? You are always prepared.
That's it. I agree with you. Because what you're saying, let's go with that because that makes sense to all of us all. Because remember, we were just talking about that earlier where if we have to be around people that is going to be in our immediate circles, if it changes, it let it be changed for the best. You don't want to keep hanging and making your life more demise by staying in the bullshit. You got to come above it. So basically, like you say, and I learned this a long time ago, the macro, micro, whatever it is in your own mind and household is just the same thing that's going on. If your world is here, it's chaos in your own house. Some people don't even like to go home. I know people from work don't even want to go to their house because it's chaotic. So imagine their life. So their world is just like the rest of the world. It's in chaos.
And that's why you hear some people. Well, they don't never hear it. It's like they blind to it. It's like something bad happening or ain't happening to me. And that's what you have to do. You can't pay attention to the devil. That's a part. You can't pay attention. You pay attention to it. That's how it affects you.
Okay, Brother Caddy, go ahead. I want to hear from you before I make a quick.
Gabo, I was going to say, I don't know if you realize how much use you really be dropping. The fact that you mentioned Benjamin Banner Covey, the real term is not survey, it's architect. Because architect has to know the measurements of the ground and everything. So the next question should be, who taught him?
Yeah.
That's the next question, right? See you opening up that hole for it.
Yeah. Who taught him? That's right.
I'm going to share something with you. When I was 9 years old, my mother bought me some grid paper, ruler, protractor, and a compass.
Yeah,
and it had like these little blocks, they all grid. And I used to draw houses, designs and stuff, and I started doing everything. Buildings, and then my dad ended up giving me Legos for Christmas, and so I took those Legos and made the replicas of what I designed on the paper. This is 9 years old, fifth grade. All right. What I'm saying, many of us have certain traits and things that's already in us because this is never our first time here. The problem, when we get into an education system, it is when they dumb us down. It's when they take away that what we have the ability to do. Because just like you can see, my brothers, we grew up, you can take, we got made music, took the little, what's that little bucket and took some sticks, piled them off and started making, we was doing stuff like that. Because it was already there. None of us went to a school. Everybody growing up, they know they was able to do something before. That's a part of your nature that no one can teach you. They can only have paths open up for you to.
If we had the right training, now hold on. That's why I say, y'all making so much sense. Now the training, if we raise a child as you go, so she go with. I mean, if you train up, are you in knowing what's right, what's going on, factually giving them. A lot of times we hold back no one teaches you as a child. Your parents don't teach you really about sex. They don't teach you about money. They don't teach you about banking. They don't teach you because they never was taught it. You know, and sometimes it comes from family members who knew how to do things but didn't want to share it. Because think about it. How many people in your family you knew had a nice car, nice house, living large? You didn't know how they were living, but you realized, man, they were rolling back in them days. Well, because some of them had it, knowing how to use the game of the numbers, the number game, or whatever game back in the day, and they were able to use money properly. Some people worked all their life, never was able to obtain a lot of things. So basically, when you're not trained on how to do these things, and I don't know who, that's why you said the question, who trained Benjamin Banneker and them to be architects, to start systems, to know how to build on trajectories. You know,
but there's another side to that too. Now you can, like I said, from my experience, my father taught me how to read before I went to school. He didn't go to high school. But the thing is, the other side to that too, your parents could train you for certain things, but it's up to you to build
that's
on
right.
it and make it better than what
that's
they
right.
told you. If you don't right. do it, that's on you. That ain't on
now
the white man.
Hey,
that's on
hey,
you.
Now that's
some people do know better.
A lot of that school stuff is new. Yeah. All that stuff is new, and that's why I'm saying certain people was in and got the information, and certain people, we need that. We need them to be in school. We don't need you. You know the trick. You know what's going on. So
they wasn't in school.
The wool ain't over your eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So right now you got people like that. But my thing is, okay, we all did go to school. We all the school. Now I don't know what it was before that, but in my time and y'all time on this line for pretty much, school was introduced to us that we had to go to this school. We all used to cry to go, and we was told we had to go.
For indoctrination.
Right.
It was
we got
indoctrination.
Now,
it wasn't for to teach us anything. It was to make sure that we stay on the same path of bullshit as the people before us who got introduced to the school stuff.
Now you woke up. You woke up from the school system.
That the church is the first school because most of our ancestors, I know they say, oh, we went down to the church house, to the school house. That was our first school house because missionaries came and introduced them and said, oh, your kids need to know some of this, need to know some of this. We're going to put this in the book.
This is why, we do this program.
Some people took the deal and some people didn't. Some neighborhoods, communities accepted it. Some people
just say majority.
Majority. Because they sent the missionaries in. See, that's what we probably need to do. We need to send our women in these damn reservations and fuck the shit out of them and get us some babies in there with that money and dig it back out. I'm just saying. That's what we got to do.
Got
we
got to
send some infiltrators in now. They got to reverse it. They got to go to some of them casinos and entice some of them people. Do the same thing. That's the same thing. To get your stuff back.
Put yourself
back in now.
That might reverse the power of the power. I know it does happen, but it's going to happen. And I tell you like this, and I do with the fact that that's something to think about. But on the real level, how they did it ain't even that hard. Like y'all just said with the same thing. They just went in, and we accepted those, not say of, but every community that did this, and it's all over the United States. This one school started right here in Florida before we came up with it. In Florida.
Let's back up a moment. How did cultural Marxism get into the United States? Some brief history. In 1923, members of the Marxist Communist Party set up an institute at Frankfurt University in Germany. This institute was named the Institute for Social Research. Later, it would become known as simply the Frankfurt School. These new Marxists, under the direction of Max Horkheimer, had seen the old Lenin Marxists fail. The workers of the world did not unite in World War I. Further, they realized why. Antonio Gramsci, the disciple who wrote the prison notebooks, had it right. Marxism could only flourish after a long march through the cultural institutions. Now, the mantra would be, change Western culture, and then the workers will unite.
After Marx, there were a group of Marxists who wisely decided that you could bring this collectivist society to a nation through culture as well, by introducing certain values and concepts that would break down the family, for example. If you could somehow break down the family unit so that it was no longer self-sustaining and no longer valued in a society, then that would leave individual members who formerly could turn to the family for support in times of need. They would now be cut loose. They would be without a place to go in times of need, so now they have to turn to the government.
But just as the march through the institutions was about to begin, an anti-Marxist, anti-Semitic Adolf Hitler ascended to power, and World War II began. Since the leading lights of the Frankfurt School were Marxist, the school packed up its ideology and fled to America, settling down in New York City with the support of Columbia University.
Now, if you ever wanted to really piss off Andrew Jackson, all you had to do was mention Rachel's name in vain, and he would challenge you to a duel.
But what exactly is the march? And who was marching? What values has the long march through the institutions rolled over? How have Americans been affected? Let's hear it from some of the Frankfurt School graduates themselves, like George Lukacs, Antonio Gramsci, Charles Reich, Herbert Marcuse, Theodore Adorno, Erich Fromm, Wilhelm Reich, and Max Horkheimer.
Marx got it all wrong. The workers are not up to being the vanguard of the communist revolution. Let's translate Marxism into cultural terms.
And Herbert Marcuse.
The West is guilty of genocidal crimes against every civilization and culture it has encountered. America and Western civilization are the world's greatest repositories of racism, sexism, nativism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, fascism, and Nazism. American society is oppressive, evil, and undeserving of loyalty.
Have you ever heard of cultural Marxism? If so, what is it?
I'm not familiar completely with Marxism. Yeah.
Most people ain't familiar with this, including blacks. This is the dangerous thing. Because like you just said, your communities, we had this own schools. Unbelievably, to tell the truth, we were better off at them schools y'all just named earlier that was supposed to be bad. When this thing came around, they started, and Tampa was one of the first schools. The tape is long. If I play the whole thing, you'll hear that. But it's called the Frankfurt School. You can see it on YouTube. Go on YouTube and look it up. Those schools went straight to the southern areas, and along with Sears and Roebuck owner, he put his schools up too. And he got help from Booker T. Washington and George Carver. All of them came out these schools.
The isms.
Yeah, they came out them schools, and they built them
through
schools.
Through the missionaries.
Through the missionary, through the black, and they got all of them to go to this school and to teach. Now you heard what the founders said they was going to do. Ain't that the same rhetoric you hear today? Xenophobia, make America bad. And the last part was to make white people feel guilty. This is white people now. Remember, they said America was worse than Germany from where they came from. Ain't that amazing? They came from Germany.
It's dry bones. And see, when we trip off the F troop, F, see what had happened, see, that they sent a missionary there. Then one of them bullshit missionaries will do something, and then we'll have a fight with them. Then here come F troop now, coming to fuck up. See, as soon as you did something back to them, that's how it doubled back. That's how they was able to take over the land and start the shit. They sent them down missionaries in there to start their shit
and
first.
Missionaries with military. So the Vatican
with military, but
they had to
do it strategic.
Right. Right, so they bring the mission. Now let's go there because I watched.
One thing is missing with the Frankfurt School is Tavistock. Tavistock is involved in that too.
Tavistock is with them as well, and that's in there. You'll find a Frankfurt School with the Tavistock if you start digging up the same type of people all over the place. But the point we're gonna make for all y'all listening, all who got their kids in public schools and these schools don't. Like my man said, you either with them or you're not. But if you put them in the schools, you're going to reap what you sow. That's what they sow. You're not teaching them. You're not. The most parents do not teach at all, except for the computer. Here's IHOP or your little TV or your radio or your phone. That's babysitting today. And so what we're doing now, and we're going to have to do is if y'all got people that's young, we have to come up with new ways to give them this type of information so they can have a critical thinking on what's going on, because without that, they will be zombies. Because
can I speak on that?
Yes, go ahead. I got the lines open. I ain't take nobody else.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay, appreciate you, Brother Drybone.
And it's so true what you just played and what you all stated. And that's why, you know, of course, I'm in Texas. I like to focus on policy because we're trying to get through school choice. And
right.
School choice with this, you can look up the statistics. You're in Florida. I know my good friend BJ, I don't know if he's listening on the line, who introduced me to your show. With school choice, where Florida happened many years ago, you know, Florida is number one, along with the other, I think, 31 or 33 states that are striving for school choice. But this
right.
is what I'm saying about calling these people out. One of the ladies who look like us, all culture people, I call them Democrats. She's a Democrat. Won't talk to the community, but want endorsements from them, what is called them teacher unions, right?
Yes.
The teachers union. I had to call
right.
them out too. So on the call, I laid a lot of to her. I say, y'all come with the same scenario every time. I say, first, y'all was attacking the charter schools, saying the charter schools would take students away from the public schools. Now here y'all go with y'all trying to attack school choice, which I know who funding y'all. I know who giving y'all the money to do this. If your communities are hurting, and Texas is saying school choice mainly for underserved youth in underserved communities where the schools are failing, why would you be a no on that? I had to call out on the meeting in front of everybody about it. I even got on the white folks. Hey, y'all issues with school is fine because y'all kids don't struggle because y'all in the affluent areas. Y'all get the best of everything and the most of everything. You know, you have to call these people out, and we have to stand up. And to my point, I can speak on that because we started a nonprofit when we exposed KIPP Charter School for the corruption that they were doing, stealing money for parents, not educating the students. We was all in news media, ended up at the state talking about it. But we tutored those students. That's how you know something wrong with the school system. How you can tell me in one year, fall and spring semester, them kids go from failing C's, D's, and F's and behavior issues to A, B on a roll to behavior improvement all the way to them not only meeting the requirement of the state standardized test but mastering the requirement of the state standardized test to the point these kids are doing well today because we closed those gaps. And also these kids are even in magnet schools now. And you mean to tell me you a school district with billions of dollars and you can't educate the students? No, you can't educate because we know y'all stealing the money. We know y'all, mm-hmm. it's nepotism going on. Y'all hiring you all experience, right?
Oh, yeah,
but they,
definitely.
All this ties back into the feminist movement that started around the civil rights movement where they didn't want the mother in the home. They didn't want the churches to educate the students. They didn't want the parents to educate the students. Parents got to do a better job, too. I mean, why just give yourself,
yeah,
you know, your kids to the world on a computer, right? You need to know what your kids learn. And you know what, welcome up, dry bones and audience? When COVID hit and them kids got online and them parents start seeing how dumb they was and didn't know nothing, a lot
yeah.
of parents, not just of our culture,
yeah, exactly.
of other culture, Fox News did a whole session on it. I know Newsmax,
oh, yeah.
they hit on the education issue.
Yeah.
So those are sources that y'all can look
yeah,
at, but I think
okay.
we should be school choice.
Hold on, let me ask,
you
a question. Let me get a question from
mm-hmm.
you. Now, a big case just came up in Texas about the long boy's hair. He couldn't
yes,
go to a school in Texas. I couldn't believe that. Now, I mean, I said myself, now, I don't know what's going on, but his hair was neat. It was well
mm-hmm.
braided. I mean, how did that happen? And it was, I mean, that's something I was in shock that was even being brought to. To this day, I mean, a young boy was out of school for over 7 months. School would not accept him because of his hair. His hair.
What
just
they
like
said is going to, I think it's going to pro, brother. I think
Go
it's going to court. It's called the
it's
Crown
court,
Act.
Right.
Yeah, the text did pass
the
law.
But the judge ruled. Y'all judge just ruled. What's the take on that? Said that school was not found guilty of any racial any racial bias. They went along and said that he had to follow this criteria.
Because
God,
if, you know what, Brother Dry Bones? Because it's probably a loophole in there somewhere. See, Texas
yeah,
is good. And laws, period, with the federal government, IRS, Texas. That's why we got to know policies. It's loopholes in everything. When they create those policies, they put loopholes in it. But what do we tell parents like that, Brother Drybone? Stay out of them people communities. Get out of them people communities. They don't want you there. Right?
They don't want them.
So they're going to So that I'm sorry, Brother Drybone. That's just the issues we have here. Unfortunately. And look, cut your, if it was me, boy, cut your darn hair. When you get out of school, then grow your hair. That's why I never allow my son to grow his hair. No, you're going to wear your hair low, and you're going to wear your hair neat so you can be presentable.
Why we can't have our own culture? What's up with that? We bow down to that low to a point where we can't even – let our hair grow all these way. They put green and pink stuff
in their hair. I get it, brother,
but the thing is, what you were talking about, you got other people, entities infiltrating the city, just like in Chicago with that mayor. He's getting rid of the magnet school.
This is all under sustainable development. All this stuff is going on now.
So he getting rid of magnet schools in Chicago?
Somebody can bring us something. Hold on. Let me ask a question on that because y'all making sure now because, you know, now these laws, the Crown Act was supposed to protect the black people or people with hairdos. Now, I don't know what this area at, but I looked up the area, y'all. It's a crocodile. It's with a crocodile area of Texas. I looked it up, and actually they was together. The Mexicans had that land. The Mexicans had the first constitution there, and after the Civil War, it said that the Mexicans didn't want to do slavery no more, but the white Christian farmers did, and they seceded from the Mexican charter. And created their own charter. Now, I read that about that area because I said, what kind of area is this? Y'all go look up the area. Start with the A. It's like a real strange name.
Know your history.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do, our homework. The parents have to do their homework on that. My sister, her teacher.
Sister, can I ask you a question about that? Yes. Have you known anything about anybody filing an appeal? Because that is definitely a discrimination because they filed. They passed the Crown Act.
So proud it is because that's how it, you know, came apart. You know how they do us. They'll just throw us a bone, but then put a loophole in there like they really helped you and they not. It passed during the last legislative session, 2024. Our legislative session is in our years. So it had to be, I think, 2023, because we're coming up on 2025, because a lot of students were having issues within the schools about the kids' hair being a certain way. But I noticed, and I'm just being honest, y'all, because my son go to affluent school district, and those kids, well, they have a certain way. They don't bother them, but it's mixed, right? It's majority of our culture people, which we are the majority, but we still in a suburban community, good school district. It's a few Hispanics, few,
that's why,
you know, whites, okay. A few Asians. So we don't have those issues out here. But when you go to those rural, those countries and some of those suburban areas, unfortunately, I'm just being honest, y'all going to have those issues. So you with the Crown Act, again, it's a loophole because let me just put it like this. We don't know if the Crown Act, and we got to read the bill, y'all. The Crown Act may say, okay, you can wear your hair a certain way, but it can't be so many inches. Or you can wear your hair a certain way, it can't be a certain style. So go look for
like
the loophole where he lost. Right. Like the military. Correct. You can't what? Y'all can't wear a beard or a mustache or something like that?
Right. It's the military. It's military. Yeah. It sounds military.
Right. So
I guarantee you it's a loophole in there where he's violating
what's in the Crown Act. But why didn't his parents read that. Why didn't his parents give it Ron Reynolds, who was one of the guys who he's for about a little bit past Houston and Fort Bend County? Why they didn't get with those authors of the bill to help them on that? And it's another thing. This is why we need to learn policy and law. If it is a loophole in that, then we need, during 2025, we need to go in there and amend that bill. Amend it. It could be amended.
What do
the parents do? What do our people do? Discriminated against. Ladies, did you go down there to Austin, ladies? Have you went down there to Austin? Have you gathered? See, when we fought for education, we had a whole army behind us, okay? So what are you doing to rally up the community? What are you doing to go down there in Austin to meet with the governor? And they will meet
Austin
with you. I've been down there several times. Yes, correct. Thank you. To meet with those legislators, those senators, House reps, what are you doing? Nothing. They all get emotional, y'all, and just all discrimination. Here's all the Democrats. Texas is discriminating.
Now, who was the sister said she been there? Some sister said I've been there. Who was this one? I didn't hear the sister. Another one said something. You went there, sister? Which one of y'all went there? Okay, we're going
to.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Somebody said something. I don't know who said it. But we're going to let it go. Go ahead, ask questions. It's going to be the last one. It's the last question. Go ahead.
Look, I wanted to bring this to you. She said a lot of things that's profound in there that she said. And I was talking to somebody the other day. Now, you're talking about education. And I was saying, you know, schools always send you the email. So the lady, she was on the email. She was saying, damn, BJ, I got to send these kids to school. I said, come on. I'm like, well, what's going on? She like, I need to wash all the pajamas because the pajama day is school. I'm like, well, why do kids got to wear pajamas? What kind of silly stuff is this going on? She's like, some class situation. Like,
yeah, they wear pajamas to school. Yes, they do. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it.
But I remember when I was in school, that wasn't allowed. You couldn't wear pajamas for school today.
No pajamas.
You better not wear them to school.
No pajamas was allowed. None.
But look, if y'all remember, when Barack Obama went home, they had a program called Race to the Top, or Every Child's Seed, or it's not. That's right. But it's used to get federal funding. Matter of fact, with the new child, that's not that is part of it. But you got to remember this woman, Fannie Willis, was basically, I don't know, if you say, relocated to teachers that were trying to do things right by their schools in 2015 or something like that. No, she was on it too. So you got to understand, these school districts are only being paid federal dollars, allowing them to do what they're doing. So we need to look at their, she likely needs to look at their loopholes. We also ask, who's the policy? Because I already told you, they want to get school resources to all the schools. They can run these mad psyops. We don't know that they'll never see the principal. They're always saying the students been hurt. So if the principal and the authority, why don't the authority parties ever get hurt? Anybody ever notice that? So that's where a lot of this stuff is real and stuff. I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm saying you know what I had a friend of mine, somebody died in an apartment, in a fire. There was 17 people. One person died. But the fire truck, the fire was in the back. But the fire truck was in the front. So they're going to show you. With this plan, they do a lot of planned events to get you emotionally tied. But this was all part of the script anyway. Mass repopulation, including your education.
And they use people that look like us to push those type of narratives and agendas, then they have to turn around and say, see, we're not racist.